Yeah, let the big dog hunt. Joe Stasek in the house with you today till 2 o'clock. D-Line, I'm just banged out a three-hour show. Great job by D, talking a lot of Sixers, a little Bryce Harper in the mix. I heard some Phillies and some Eagles talk. We'll get to them in a little bit. It is All-Star Weekend in the NBA. I don't know if you caught any of that action last night, the shooting contest, the dunk contest, the skills contest. You know, I've been down on it for the many years. I thought last night was entertaining. I really did. I was born and raised on the dunk contest with, like, Doc and Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, and I thought it got old after that. You know, you had guys who weren't even stars in the league playing in it, and I mean, it was, you know, they were still great at what they did and what they could do, but I thought last night was entertaining. I got back on board with it. The kid from Oklahoma City, Dualu, won this contest over Dennis Smith Jr., and the shooting contest, I could watch Steph Curry shoot three-pointers all day. Joe Harris, from Brooklyn. Joe Harris from Brooklyn, are you kidding me? Takes it down and won the shooting contest. Steph obviously beat his brother Seth badly, but you know, Steph Curry goes down in flames, although he put up quite a performance. Joe Harris just edged him out. So All-Star game tonight, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons in the house. Jason Tatum did win the skills contest, hitting a half-court shot. So again, overall, it was entertaining. They are on break right now. And one thing, we're gonna do a lot of things today, but one of the things I wanted to do is grade the Sixers. Midterm grades for the Philadelphia 76ers. They are 6.5 games out. They're 3-1 since the new wave team took over. And I give them a B. I give them a B so far until the All-Star break. I give them a B. I think they have potential to finish the season with an A-. Tough schedule so far, but it gets a little easier in the second half of the season. Problem I have with this team, and they B's probably a little generous, because maybe I'll give them a B-. Because, I mean, they were in a lot better shape than they were last year at this time. Of course, they went on that 16-game winning streak with Bellinelli and Ilyasova to end the season. First time anyone's ever done that. So it kind of padded their numbers a little bit, making them 52-30 last year. Not to say that you should take away any of those wins, but until that 16-game winning streak, they were okay. But they're 4-1 with the new-look team. They're 1-7 against the Raptors, the Celtics, and the Bucks. 8 games against those two teams. They're 3 main rivals in this conference, and they're 1-7. So that's disappointing to hear. We are going to talk some Eagles football. Sent out a tweet. Is Nick Foles going to be a ghost in more ways than one anytime soon? We're going to have Matt Lombardo on from NJ.com at around 12:10. He's going to discuss the Nick Foles situation, because there were rumblings that the Giants are very interested. How'd you like to see Nick Foles in a Giants uniform coming back to play you twice a year? Nicky franchise, never nervous Nicky. So we can get into that a little bit too. Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, that mess still continues. The saga continues. Bryce Harper sounds like, by all indications, and we'll hear from Jim Bowden in a little bit. He's writes for The Athletic. He's a baseball analyst, and he was the former GM of the Reds and the Washington Nationals. He gave an online interview yesterday, and we'll let you hear that coming up shortly. His thoughts on where they are in that process. And he's pretty plugged in. He's a really plugged in guy. And he seems to have a beat on where they are in the process and how close it's coming to its finality, and where the Phillies are in that whole thing. You're going to want to hear that coming up in a little bit. I'm Joe Stasek. Tyler G. behind the glass taking your call. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So it's a mishmash today. Call in with your thoughts. It is All-Star break. And football's over, as we know. Unfortunately, it's been 2 weeks now. Hope you're surviving. We have another 6.5 months till football gets on gear again. This weekend's brutal because there's no Sixers now, and we were just getting all hyped about the Sixers. Nothing has happened on the Bryce Harper, Manny Machado watch. And Flyers are kicking it. Flyers are kicking it lately. 12-1-1 in their last 14 games. Pretty impressive. 12-1-1 in their last 14 games. Was that 27 out of a possible 28 points? 26 out of a possible 28 points. Pretty impressive by Le Flyer. they're making a run. But again, you know, I know a lot of folks don't get excited about them until April runs around, comes around, and, you know, it's looking to head into the postseason. If the Flyers can get there, there's still many, many points out of the playoff race. Do have a big one coming up with the Penguins outdoor contest coming up soon here at Lincoln Financial Field. That's always a good game to go to. I'm going to try to throw my hat in the ring, get a press pass to that one. Tickets are out of this world for that game. But it's going to be fun. Anytime Crosby's in town, good times. It's now your time to, and I think people are on edge a little bit because there's not a ton to do, especially, you know, Sundays. There's a void in your Sundays now. So, and it happens. It has to happen. And all the good things come to an end. The season comes to an end. It happens to be the All-Star break. It happens to be the month of February, which is the worst month ever. I don't know who came up with February, but it's terrible. And I tend to think more when I have more time to think, obviously. And some things get to me in sports. I love sports. It's what I do. It's what I've always done. I have a passion for it. I love the competition. I love the battles. I love the physicality of most sports. But there are some things that get to me. And I'm going to let you air your grievances today. It's like Festivus in February today. You can air your grievances about anything sports related. My biggest problem in sports, and I've always said this, I have a problem with the NFL. And I love the NFL. Love what they do. Don't really like what they stand for, but love what they do. Love how they put together quite a show every year. This past year, even more so than other years, I thought it was just crazy every weekend. Some of the upsets you'd see, some of the dominant performances you see, some of the individual performances you would see. And then, of course, the playoffs. I thought the playoffs were outstanding. You had controversial calls. You had penalties that cost teams trips to the Super Bowl. You obviously had the egregious no call in the Rams-Saints game. You had a team that scored 33 points a year. They scored 3 in the Super Bowl. You had a team that also scored 27 points a year. They scored 13 in the Super Bowl and won by 10. Obviously, the dynasty continues for the Patriots. It's been great. I hate the rules in the NFL. I just can't stand some of the rules they come up with. You know, this isn't one specific thing. It's the competition committee that I have a problem with in the National Football League. Can't stand them. Can't stand them. I think they should be outlawed, and they have to come up with a new way of coming up with new rules. Some of the ridiculous rules they've come up with in the past, they're starting to get a little better because they've now abolished some of them, but they still can't get it right. Even replay, and I love replay because I only care about getting the call right, but even on replay, you see a time where it's not reversed and it should be reversed. You know, you're looking at the same thing the refs are, and they still don't make the right call. So it's not a perfect science yet, I get it, and they're still working on how to figure out how to remedy the situation that was in the Rams-Saints game a couple weeks ago. That shouldn't happen ever. I mean, it's a human mistake. It's a human element. I would like to take the human element out of the game. I hate when people say, well, it's a human element. You don't want to take the... Yes, you do. In terms of officiating, you want to take the human element out. Why? Because humans make mistakes. I know you can't have replay after replay after replay and let games go like 6 hours. I get it, but there has to be some kind of medium where you can still get the call right and keep the game moving and take as much of the human element out of the game. Like this strike ball zone, ball strike. If they could do that electronically, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Get rid of the home plate umpire. You'd have much less problems. Much less problems if you got rid of the home plate umpire. But again, it's the rules I have a problem with. First was a tuck rule. There's no even reason to come up with a tuck rule. Zero. Zero reason to come up with a tuck rule. So see, the quarterback's arm is in motion. And when it stops... Formerly, when it stopped and he was hit, it's a fumble if the ball comes out. Then they make the tuck rule. So if you're bringing it back, it's not a fumble. If you're bringing it back. Well, if you're bringing it back, your arm's not in motion anymore, so why would it not be a fumble? They come up with that rule. It cost the Raiders a chance to go to the Super Bowl and started the legacy, started the dynasty in New England. Of course, you know, if they don't win that year, they win, you know, they still win like 4 rings. Think about that, by the way. I'm just getting off on a tangent here, but two plays that could have gone the other way enabled New England to win 2 Super Bowls. And I know you're going to give me the Malcolm Butler play. That's 3, but I'm saying plays that were out of their hands, officiating plays. One was the tuck rule. It enabled Vinatieri to kick 2 field goals in the snow. They go on to win that Super Bowl. That call was reversed, too. And then the D Ford penalty, which never should have been a penalty, except he was a yard and a half offside, and you have to call that. If he stays onside, the ball game's over. So it's funny how two plays, one play here or there, can change the course of history and the legacy of the New England Patriots. They'd still be a dynasty, I get it, but they certainly wouldn't have six. Probably have four. But anyway, that was a ridiculous rule. Not only was it ridiculous, and everyone saw how ridiculous it was, but it took them 11 years to abolish it because they didn't want to look bad. They didn't want to look silly and be impulsive. Oh, it was a ridiculous rule, and we got to get rid of it. No, they let it go 11 more years. The worst of all, was the catch rule. Since when do you have to catch the ball all the way through the ground? You catch the ball, you have possession, you get both feet in, that's a catch. That's where the play stops right there. That is a catch. It's always been a catch. It should always be a catch. It should have always been a catch. And all of a sudden, you got to make a football move. You got to possess the ball. And not only that, it's not good enough just having your feet down. Once you hit the ground, if you do hit the ground, you have to maintain possession through the roll. Why?
And sometimes we still don't even know what a catch is.
I know. Tyler G, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the analytic stylings of Tyler G. I don't get it. Who sits there? Who even thinks to come up with that? That's, you catch the ball, you get both feet in, that's a catch.
It seems like it's always the one big play, like the tuck rule with Brady, or the catch with Dez Bryant, or
Dez Bryant,
whatever, whoever else you want, whatever other play.
Yeah.
Always seems like it's one play that then dictates a rule, and then, like you said, they don't want to take it back until 10 years later because they never want to admit they're wrong.
Sterling Shepard, I still go back to this. The game where Jake Elliott kicked the 62-yard field goal to win it last year for the Birds, Sterling Shepard has a touchdown in that game for the Giants. They ended up kicking a field goal. He catches the ball. It's a great pass by Eli, kind of a fade out to the left. Catches the ball, boom, brings it down, bang, 2 feet in, and all of a sudden he trips. He already had 2 feet in. He's now taking two more steps. He falls to the ground. Ball comes out. He's like 8 yards away from the end zone where he was, where he caught the football. Ball comes out. Incomplete. What? How is that incomplete? Worked out well for the Eagles, but it's so ridiculous. So, bearing my grievances right now. Again, it's Festivus in February. We're right after Valentine's Day. Not too many cool holidays coming up until Easter, maybe. I know it's President's Day weekend. That is what it is. But, we're going to go with a Festivus in February.
Festivus is back!
Yes, it is back. So air your grievances. I want to rant, a good rant, some complaint you have about sports. Because for the most part, people call in this show to complain about things. Complain about this, complain about the Sixers not doing this right, complain about the Eagles and free agency, complain about Carson Wentz or Nick Foles. It's kind of natural to do that. Of course, we get a lot of people to call in and, emote. Are effusive about the teams and what they're doing, but it's a chance to just kind of, and you don't have to rip anyone necessarily, but something you would like change that you don't like, that you would like change in sports. I know some people are going to talk about the Scott Boras situation and how these agents now are holding teams hostages and whatnot. I think it's annoying, and I can't stand Scott Boras or what he represents. But I don't care. As long as they get Bryce Harper, I really don't care when he shows up for spring training. I just think it's annoying. They've had all offseason to get this done. They've had all offseason to get this done and haven't been able to get it done. And I think it's ridiculous. You know, you still have free agents out there like Craig Kimbrell, who hasn't been signed yet. Dallas Keuchel, who hasn't been signed. We know Manny hasn't been signed yet. I know Bryce Harper probably fits in better with this lineup, but I'd still rather see Manny Machado and make it work. I think he's a transcendent player. I think Bryce Harper's a very good player, and he's gonna lend some pop to that lineup at Citizens Bank Park. I mean, think of it. Think of the protection he's going to have. He's going to have JT Realmuto in front of him and Race Hoskins behind him. I mean, he's looking at a 45 home run year. The team and Race Hoskins with Harper in front of him is going to see better pitches as well. So we're talking about maybe 40 for Reese, 40 and 45 right there, and JT Realmuto maybe hitting 30. That's 105 right there in the meat of the order.
My kind of team, Charlie. It's my kind of team.
You know it. My kind of team, too. Can't wait. Can't wait. Rob Motti coming up at 2 o'clock. And again, I said, like I mentioned earlier, Steve Callis coming on at 11:30. I have Matt Lombardo from NJ.com coming on at 12:10. And, of course, the great Marcus Hayes, he'll be on at 1:30 as well. I reached out to Keith Pompey, waiting back to hear from him to see if he wants to come on and chat. I don't know if he's at the All-Star game. He is the preeminent beat writer for the Philadelphia 76ers, and he has agreed to come on at 1:10. So we're loaded with guests today. Keith Pompey is now coming on at 1:10. Marcus Hayes at 1:30. Matt Lombardo at 12:10. Steve Callis at 11:30. Our show is loaded for bear. Give us a call, 610-632-0975. Something you don't like about sports, you want to complain about, you have an open forum today, you have some open phone lines. I know it's been a little light. It's been like diet radio the last couple days because there's really not a lot of things going on. It's kind of a lull, a quiet before the storm, before Bryce Harper or Manny Machado breaks, and we're all just kind of waiting. We're being held hostage. We're looking at our Twitter accounts every 5 seconds to see when it's going to come down. We're going to hear from Jim Bowden in a little bit about that. He gave an online interview, and again, he's the former GM of the Cincinnati Reds and Washington Nationals. He writes for The Athletic. He does baseball on MLB.com. He's an analyst. He's pretty plugged in. You're going to want to hear what he has to say about the Bryce Harper situation, what he believes to be in the works for the Philadelphia Phillies. You're going to like to hear what he has to say. All right, let's go out to the phone lines right now. We're going to start off with Mike in Delran. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Yo, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Living the dream.
You're the man.
All right, you brother. So what I got? So I love NBA All Star Weekend, right?
Okay.
Like, I just like watching. I feel like it's entertaining. The skills challenge and all that stuff last night. You know, the game today will be what it is, right? It's an offensive scoring fest, right? It's just
sure.
Entertainment, right?
Yeah.
The NFL is wasting away their opportunity to be equally as fun with that garbage they put out.
Oh, it's terrible, bro. It's terrible.
So listen, how can you not, like, look at what the NBA is doing and start doing something similar, right? Like, you should have it, you know, have a draft, right? Have the two top quarterbacks in each division get a draft. I mean, just draft players, just like the NBA does. And then instead of having it be a Pro Bowl football with pads and all that, just turn it into what the NFL is almost already going to anyway, flag football. Take the helmets off. Take the pads off. Let us see their faces, right? Let us see these players' faces. It gives more promotion to them, right? You see everyone else's faces in baseball and basketball. Take the helmets off. Play flag football. But whatever. They're ruining the opportunity, and that's where I think the NFL owners, you know, not because of the Pro Bowl, but they look at Adam Silver and see how much he's changed the NBA or how much he's helped progress it since his time there. That's why they'd want him to be the commissioner for the NFL. You know, if I'm having grievances because of just watching the All-Star activities last night for the NBA, football has an opportunity to do something just as awesome. Kickers can have, like, kicking contests. You know, it would be fun to watch instead of the crap they put out there.
It's
what
really,
are your thoughts,
it's, I agree, Mike. It's really brutal what they put out there. Did you watch that? I'm almost embarrassed to say that I did watch the Pro Bowl. You know, it needed a football fix, so I watched. There's no tackling anymore. There's no tackling.
No.
They blow the whistle. They blow the whistle when you surround a guy.
And even when the whistle gets blown, the referee just looks so like, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this. But, you know, so if I mean, you know, we're pretty lucky in our sports world right now. I know we'd like to see Harper Machado and all that stuff, but, you know, the Sixers look promising. We're still fresh off a Super Bowl win. Phillies and Flyers will get there. So if that's all I got to complain about, my sports life is good, but that's what I would say.
I love it, Michael. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great day. Mike and Delran chiming in on the NFL Pro Bowl. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. People bet on that, believe it or not. People still bet on that. I actually bet on it once, like, you know, 13 years ago. I'm sorry to say, and I lost. So that's how, that was probably at the low point of my drekery when I was a gambler, so I don't do that anymore. So I don't bet on the Pro Bowl. I mean, there's a winner and loser on every game, but you're basically flipping a coin. But it's brutal. And I watched it this past year. It's brutal. There's no tackling anymore. See, the problem is, they're trying to make it safe, and I get it. It's a violent sport. They're tackling, you know, a tackle is made almost on every play, and that involves a lot of contact, and it's a collision sport, as Vince Lombardi used to like to say. So you take that out of it, because you don't want guys getting hurt. It's an exhibition. So you take out what people like, and it's tackling. So you take out that. There's no blitzing. I don't think you can play a zone or defense, or maybe that's the only thing you could play is a zone on defense. I forget. But it takes out a lot of the qualities and the positives that people like about football. And again, it's an all-star game. No one really cares anyway. And they should do it in Hawaii. It's just, I mean, at least the players had a chance to go to Hawaii. Now it's in Orlando. It rained the whole time. It's just a mess. It's just a mess. They should do something with that or get rid of it. Izzy in Brooklyn, you're on 97.5 The Fan. What's up, Iz?
Yeah, Joe, first of all, I give it a 6 as a grade of a B, okay?
Okay.
And I want to solve the Sixers bench problems once and for all. I really think I can solve it, even with the roster I have now, even though I'm unhappy with the bench. This is what I'm going to do. We know from experience that the coach likes to take Embiid out at the six-minute mark of Q1. And then he goes and takes somebody else out, and then by the 7 minutes gone by in Q1, you have three guys on the bench. At that juncture, I feel it's imperative that you leave Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler in the game, okay, at all times. What I want to do is I want to make Jimmy Butler the point guard there. He'll give us some outside shooting, inside shooting, and Tobias Harris will score inside and outside. You put Jonah Bolden at the four. You put Bobo at center, or either bring up Justin Patton and let them both rotate at center. And then you have Simmons at the off guard, which gives you defensive skills there. So you would have a combination of offense and defense with that second unit. And nobody would be undersized with that second unit. So I don't see what the problem is. It's a matter of rotations. It's the rotations that's going to make us go forward or backwards in the finals. And if we don't get these rotations right, we're not even going to win the first round, in my opinion.
Why would you give him a B?
I give him a B based on the fact that they have a pretty good record.
Yeah, 37-21, not bad.
I mean, that's about it. But I think that the team, I think that if a guy like Jay Wright was coaching this team, I think they'd have a better record. I think they would have a better chance going forward. But the thing is that, listen, how can you put Korkmaz in the game and McConnell at the same time?
I know. I don't like his rotations. I don't like a lot of his rotations, the things he does, especially when he takes the big men out.
Yeah, so I'm saying it. Then here's another thing. Right now, I'm undecided on Joel Embiid, and I think he's a decent player. He does a few things that I like. And also, he did, by the way, let's not forget that, what's his name? Who's that player on the Spurs that's 6'11" that scores at will and everybody that he used to be with Portland? He's their star on the Spurs right now. The forward, the power forward.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Aldridge.
Yeah. Remember that sequence a few weeks back when Bolden blocked his shot? He tried to post him up. Bolden blocked his shot, and then all of a sudden he tried it again, and he couldn't score on Bolden. Bolden ended up grabbing a rebound. That, to me, right there showed me that Bolden has the potential to be a decent defender. But if you take the guy and play him, say, 6-7 games, and all of a sudden you don't play him for 2 or 3 games, what does that tell me? The players aren't going to get rusty sitting on the bench. There's nothing to be learned by sitting on the bench when you've just been on the court for 6 or 7 games. Why sit? Put him in there.
Izzy, anything you hate about sports?
No, nothing.
Nothing. You're cool with everything.
I wish the Cowboys were a better team, but you know I don't think we're going to win. We're not going to win because we have a stupid owner. We're never going to win again.
You don't like Jerry?
No. I never understood the rivalry with the Eagles and the Cowboys because I tell you the truth, my experience. I used to go to a lot of games in Philadelphia because I still love Philadelphia. You know, I play there all the time. I always felt that the people in Philadelphia actually were very, very nice people in all sports. And anytime I ever saw a problem in Philadelphia was at the Eagle games. I remember they used to lock these people up at the Eagles games back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, Judge Seamus. Remember Judge Seamus? They had an actual court in the bet.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. Weren't a lot of these people locked up, the ones that were locked up, weren't they actually from outside of Philadelphia?
Oh, I don't know. There was a variety of people getting locked up back in the day. I don't remember. I appreciate the call, man. Have a good day, man. Enjoy your stuff. Enjoy your sports world because apparently you enjoy everything. Yeah, the rivalry with the Dallas Cowboys, it goes back to Roger Staubach because he killed the Eagles when I was young and growing up. And they were America's team, and all they did was win. And they won a couple Super Bowls back in that era. And then Jimmy Johnson comes along. He builds that team up from a 1-15 team. He drafts Troy Aikman. He drafts Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith. They start putting together some guys, Jimmy Giles from Jimmy Jones from Miami, some Miami guys, and Russell Maryland, and putting together quite the defense. And also had an offensive display down there that was unparalleled at the time. Wins 3 Super Bowls. He won 2, and then Barry Switzer came in after egos got in the way, and Jimmy Johnson had to leave. But really, the Eagles, in my opinion, the Eagles' biggest rivalry is the Giants. And the Dallas Cowboys, you ask them, ask their fans, their biggest rivalry is the Redskins. They don't feel about us like we feel about them. That's why I kind of cringe when we're telling Dallas Cowboys fans what a rivalry they are and how much we hate. They're like, whatever. We hate the Redskins. That's their biggest rivalry is the Redskins. Redskins and Cowboys, Eagles and Giants. At least that's the way I've always seen it, and that's the way it is. But a lot of people around here I know hate the Dallas Cowboys much more than they hate the Giants. Got to take another break. He's Tyler G. behind the glass taking your calls. I'm Joe Stasek. Steve Callis coming up on the other side. I'm here till 2 o'clock today. Stick around, folks.
Yeah, that's the big dog, huh?
97.5, The Fanatic.
The power play goal by Claude Giroux.
Flyers, Red Wings, today at 6 on your home for Flyers hockey. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses, like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Yo, the hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
A GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Oh, mama.
$199 a month. Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
And for Ram Truck Buy, 200 discounted Dodges and Rams. Zero down.
That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Starring the new Jeep Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Come and get it today.
For $199 a month.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
It's official.
Gary Barbera has Jeep Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for $199 a month.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
$199 a month. Is a 36-month 10K mile a year release. The world qualified with $34.99 down, including first payment.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
The Jeep Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Hello.
$199 a month.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah. It lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one. Show me Homecoming on Prime Video. Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 2/24/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
The Delaware Bluecoats have arrived in Wilmington. The all-new 76ers Fieldhouse is now open for fast-paced and high-flying NBA G League basketball. Group packages start at just $10 a ticket and include access to unparalleled fan experiences like high-five tunnels, captain's huddle, and post-game free throws. Book your group outing today. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Injured on the job?
Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
The New Jersey Transit Police Department remind you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
It's Thon Weekend at Penn State. Get the latest on the 46-hour dance marathon on Action News at 6abc.com.
Sports Talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show, 11:30 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. Did I mention we're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast? I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till 2 o'clock today, so stick around, folks. Rob Motti coming up after me. D-Line preceded me. All-Star Weekend, and here's our resident All-Star. He is the great Steve Callis from Callis Remarks, my podcast partner. Steven, how are you today, my friend?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you, as always.
You too, my man. We're doing great. So we're grading the Sixers, midterm grades for the 76ers, since you are the professor of record. How would you grade the Sixers so far at the All-Star break?
I'll go a little higher than you. I'll go B+. I think there are problems, but I'll go B+, because I know you said the 1-7 record, but it's really 0-1. You got to see what the 76ers are going to become, and, you know, they've got 25 games to figure it out.
Yep. No, I agree. How do you think, from what you've seen so far, do you like the chemistry with the new crew?
Well, again, pretty hard to say. I think short-term and long-term, is Jimmy Butler going to be happy? If he's the number two or the number three, or in some cases the number four, if you need a three at the end of the game, you want Redick or Harris to shoot it. You know, I don't know if that's a problem down the road. There were those minor complaints at the beginning. How do you keep all of these guys happy? And you know what? I think that's an open question going forward this year, but even more importantly, next year and the year after that.
Do you think the Celtics are in their head a little bit? That's been the storyline this week, post the game where they lost to the Seas the other night, 112-109. People said, well, they were in their head last year. Brad Stevens owns Brett Brown and whatnot. Al Horford owns Joel Embiid. It happened again the other night. Joel Embiid, they kind of unraveled, and he's complaining about the officials. He gets hit with a fine. I mean, there was more problems than he admitted. He sleptwalked through three quarters. I mean, what's up with this problem they can't get past the Celtics?
Well, Embiid was right on that final call when he got strafed. I mean, that was terrible. And that's one of those you can't say was the difference between winning and losing, but it certainly was close.
It helped. Would have helped.
I don't view it to be they're in their head as much as I view it to be Boston is just tougher physically. I mean, they're just nasty. And I don't know if Philly's going to match that nastiness. They have guys. I mean, Embiid can be nasty. Simmons has been tough. He's certainly been tested his first couple of years in the league, and he takes no guff. Butler is tough. But for some reason, they're tougher. You know,
yeah.
These guys like Smart. I mean, these guys are Morris. These guys are tough. So I think it's more of a physical thing than some kind of mental ooh or in your head. And, you know, it's an open question for the Celtics. I'll tell you, the wild card this year you know, Kyrie didn't even play the other night. As you know, he didn't play last year in the playoffs. You know, they were missing two All-Stars last year.
Mm.
And so they're going to have them this year. I think they have their own chemistry issues to some degree, the Celtics. But if you ask me the one differential, I don't think it's a mental or in your head and Stevens owns Brett Brown. I think it's just Team A, the Celtics, is tougher than Team B and nastier, and whenever the two teams meet, that seems to be one of the deciding factors in the game.
Catch any of the All-Star Weekend? You watch every frame of video that's ever been posted on TV or online. I'm just curious, did you watch any of it last night, taking it at all?
I'm not the biggest All-Star Game guy, but of course I had it on in the background. And, you know, I've complained to you about this before, and this is not my what I hate with sports complaint. But back in the good old days, if you, like, missed two dunks, you were out.
Yeah.
You were out of the competition.
Yeah, you were. Sure you were.
You know, Smith Jr., the new Nick, he took 10 tries to make two dunks. What's that? So suddenly you get do-overs, and that one wasn't really a try. And, you know, I know we're far away from Dr. J dunking from the foul line, but now what? You have to jump over somebody?
Apparently.
You gotta jump, you gotta jump over what? A paper airplane? I don't even know what that was about. But, was he gonna jump over five guys? But, it's almost, and plus, if one guy jumps over Shaq, then there's no point in you jumping over D Wade. I mean, you know,
eight inches or ten inches shorter.
So yes, I did have it on. I'm not as all for it as everybody else is. You know, 3-point shooting is fine. It's an exhibition. All these things are exhibitions. And whatever you think of the skills competition, I'll just say this. The skills competition is who's going to be the guy to make the first three at the end of the skills competition.
Because
they're always within each other, and one guy gets to shoot first, and he misses, and the other guy. So, yes, I had it on. I find it minorly entertaining. I'm not like all these people who think, oh, this is the greatest thing in the history of the world. And they're almost kind of out of things to do. Again, jump over people, jump over airplanes. I'd rather just see a straight-up dunk contest myself. But it has to be something more, 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 and that's where we are now.
Yeah, it's where we are. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline from Callis Remarks. Steve, we covered the Markelle Fultz situation tip to tip. He's now gone. He's with Orlando, but still, you know, kind of firing some low visibility shots, but shots nonetheless. Veiled, if you want to call them veiled or implied maybe, but now his mom's getting in on the act. Let me read this quote by his mom yesterday or 2 days ago. I get a vibe. This is quote, I get a vibe. It's very refreshing to hear the positivity. She's talking about being in Orlando now. The support they have for the players and the fact that they're constantly saying we want to do this the right way. To me, that's an implied like, well, they didn't do it the right way here, so it's refreshing. She said refreshing, remember? It's refreshing. All this stuff is refreshing. So to me, it implies that she's taking a shot at the singers. What is up with this? I mean, they were nothing but supportive to Markelle Fultz.
I'll say what I said last week. Him and his mother should just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
If he can turn around and shoot, he can turn around and shoot. He'll be a good NBA player. If he can't shoot, I don't care where he is. This new destination thing, I don't buy it. This TOS thing, was it made up after 10 doctors? I don't know. But I'll say this. If he can't just come down court and take a jumper or go to the foul line and take two normal foul shots, it doesn't matter where he is. He just will not be a good NBA player. So it's all about, can you fix that? And to me, I understand a lot of people, oh, change of scenery. That's what they always say when they have a trade, right? Oh, change of scenery will do. Oh, great, great trade for both teams. They need a change of scenery. I don't think a change of scenery matters to Markelle Fultz. If he can't shoot, he can't shoot in Philly. He can't shoot in Orlando. And he can't shoot anywhere else you send him. But if he can shoot, then I think he'll be more like the pick that people thought he would be when he got drafted. So, you know, I don't know who's advising this guy. I don't know who the mother talked to, but someone should whisper in his ear, just shut up and play. And if you come back and play well, which means to me, Joe, you can take a normal jump shot. You can take a normal foul shot. If he can do that, then he'll answer a lot of critics. If he can't, he's always going to have this following him wherever he goes.
Yep. Absolutely. I totally agree, Steve. We're running out of time a little bit, but I want to get your thoughts on Nick Foles and possibly going to the Giants. Matt Lombardo is going to come on at 12:10. He tweeted a story out this week that it could be happening. There's a lot of interest from the Giants that, you know, about Nick Foles and going forward with him. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm sure Matt knows more than I do, but a few things. The Eagles don't want Nick Foles with Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham. I mean, you just don't. Jacksonville's a much better place, I think, for Nick Foles and for the Eagles. And I don't know in New York if they're just going to walk away. Maybe they will walk away from Eli Manning. Kind of hard to believe because, you know, when they had that benching 2 seasons ago, it was like the end of the world, even though guys in New York are looking to, what, 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago. I mean, Eli Manning hasn't been good for a few seasons now. If you give him time, he can be good like most quarterbacks. But I think if they cut him for Nick Foles, that would be there'd be mini riots in New York because I think they want him to go out on his own terms. I think the Giants might be better off getting the Haskins, let him play one. If they think Haskins is the guy, and he might be, you know, let him play a year behind Eli. But Nick Foles on the Giants, I think, is good for the Giants and bad for the Eagles. And that says to me, if there's any way they can control the trade, you know, he'll wind up in Jacksonville, which I think will be better for him because Filippelli's down there.
All right. Last thing before I let you go, bro. And yeah, I certainly don't want to see him with the Giants either, but I hope he does well wherever he goes, wherever he lands. What don't you like about sports?
What I don't like about sports is how, and this is a 10-15 year problem now, is how the commercials have overtaken the game. And I'm not just talking about the Super Bowl. You watch the end of an NBA game where it takes literally 20 minutes to play the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You watch football games where even today, where you know what, 60-70% of the kickoffs aren't going to be returned. It's a touchdown, extra point, long commercial, kickoff, long commercial, back to the action. There are actually times where I've timed it where you have literally 40 seconds of play and 7 minutes of commercials. So I'll even tell you what I do if it's not like the Super Bowl and I got my kid texting me from somewhere because the Patriots are in it. I'll watch a game 10 minutes behind. I'm kind of up there right when it's happening, but I'll watch it 10 minutes behind because at the end of the game, I want to shoot myself when there's 10 minutes, literally 10 minutes of commercial for two minutes of playing time in the NBA. And those are the two worst. Baseball, they've just extended between innings. Baseball is too long and has been forever. They're making no effort. You want to shorten a baseball game, cut out a minute after every half inning. Poof, it's 20 minutes shorter.
Yeah, but you can't because the almighty dollar takes a
hit. That's right.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Steven, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it always. Great stuff. We'll catch you on the podcast next week, and you have a great weekend.
Great to be with you, Joe.
You too, Steve. Thanks, man. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Got to take another break. PJ, hang in there. A couple open phone lines right now, 610-632-0975. We'll get into all of that, and we're going to also hear from Jim Bowden, I should say, on the Bryce Harper situation on the other side. We're great. In the Sixers today, and what don't you like about sports? Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Gargano.
Welcome to the program. You are part of this whole thing.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sports book that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino. Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps or for the first-time sports bettor. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads, parlays, teasers, props, and more. Right there, the sports book inside Parks Casino is an oasis. All the action on the big screens right in the middle of the casino. Plus, their free Bet Slip Builder app lets you plan out all your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There are also sports betting kiosks throughout the casino, where you can make your bets, print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue near the stadiums. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club. Parks Casino has lots of food options too. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new Beer Garden, Olivetto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The sports book at Parks Casino's PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah, it lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one. Show me Homecoming on Prime Video. Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 2/24/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Want a better truck? Get to Fred Bean's Ford. They sell more trucks because they have more trucks. Over 1,500 new Fords. Save over $11,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 F-150 at Fred Bean's Ford, the largest Ford dealer in the tri-state area. In Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBean'sFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck sales, stock number F-8236SL, MSRP 43695. Includes $3,000 dealer discount, $500 college credit rebate, and $79.97 in conditional rebates. Must qualify. Ends 2/28/19.
No matter the job, a bad leak in your roof, tired and faded siding, or windows and doors that are inefficient, Rutter Roofing has the answer. We respect your time by making sure each homeowner has the amount of communication needed to ensure their project exceeds their expectations. How many times have you heard of someone having a problem, but the contractor they hired is out of business? We have the longest manufacturer-backed warranty and work primarily in the PA suburbs, so you're fully covered. Go to RutterRoofing.com. That's RUTTER roofing.com. We will protect your house.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 975 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Happy Sunday, everybody. Football this Sunday. Are you kidding me? Football this Sunday. What is this, the second of many? Ugh. So long to go till July rolls around, till August rolls around, till camp rolls around. And I don't even get that jack when camp rolls around, except that it's a prelude to the season. You know, get me to September. Right now, get me to April. I can't stand this. I can't stand this weather. Another thing I don't like about sports is February. February's brutal. Whoever came up with February, man, it is the death watch. Talk about a deep depression in sports, but things aren't that bad, especially for the Sixers. Steve Callis, we had him on the previous segment, gives them a B+. I gave them a B. I like what they've done, certainly. 37-21. They only had 36 wins heading into the finale, the last month of the season. Last year, when they went on a 16-0 run, they've already had 37 wins this year. I don't know if they're going to be on 16-game runs anytime soon, but they're ahead of last year, obviously, and they have a better team this year, obviously. Any process naysayers out there? Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick. How's that for the process? All right, and, you know, the heart of the process yielded Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, but the collateral, the shrapnel of the process yielded Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick. That's pretty good for a process. Now they're one of the, I won't say they're an elite team, but certainly a team to be reckoned with. You put that roster up against the Raptors with Kawhi Leonard, Serge Ibaka, Kyle Lowry, Danny Green. I'll take the Sixers. You go up against the Bucks, you got Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, Malcolm Brogdon, Eric Bledsoe, Tony Snell. I'll still go with the Sixers. Then you got the Celtics. You got Marcus Morris. You got Hayward. You got Jason Tatum. Al Horford. Smart. I'll still go with the Sixers. The problem is they can't beat the Celtics right now. They just can't. I mean, we saw them the other night. Now, they are only 0-1. Steve brought that up. 0-1 with this new team. But it looked like the same team, to be honest, that they played, that they threw out there in the playoffs against them last year. Al Horford seems to have Joel Embiid's number, and Brad Stevens seems to have Brett Brown's number. But we'll see. It's early. It's definitely early. But I like the Sixers roster. I'll put them up against any of those rosters I just reeled off. Any of those rosters I just reeled off, I'll take the Sixers. Having said that, they're in, they're 6.5 games out, and that's some ground to make up. They're not going to make all that up. What they don't want to do is have a 4-5 matchup with the Celtics to open things up. Don't want to do that. Right now, they're in fifth place at 37-21. Boston, the same. They're in fourth place at 37-21. Both 6.5 games out. Same records. Point differential, Boston has a plus 6.4, Sixers plus 3.7. You got Milwaukee at first at 43-14, Toronto at 43-16, Indiana, believe it or not, Indiana, yes, I said Indiana, without Victor Oladipo, 38-20. So don't count them out either. They're playing ball. You know, forget about what their roster looks like. They're playing ball. Better than the Sixers right now. They're 38-20. Celtics 37-21, Sixers 37-21, and bringing up the rear would be the Brooklyn Nets at 30-29. Only six teams in the East have winning records right now. You have to include Brooklyn in the mix, or one game over 500, but six teams in the East have winning records, and I think four of them can go to the finals. I don't think Indiana's going to be able to get there. I don't think Brooklyn's going to be able to get there. I think it's going to be the four horsemen of the Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, 76ers. Now, you talk about, and you hear this all the time, well, if they don't make it out of the first round, Brett Brown has to go. They could legitimately be in a first round battle with the Boston Celtics. Then what do you do? Say you slug it out with the Celtics for seven games and lose. There's no shame in losing to that team. There really isn't. There are no guarantees once they got Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick and Mike Scott and Boban Marjanovic. There's no guarantees of anything. All it guaranteed was they have a better team and a better roster. But these teams are balling. Milwaukee's balling. Chris Middleton's playing lights out. They're the rookie of the year, the other year, and Malcolm Brogdon. They are a quality ball club and have been playing like a quality ball club all year. Toronto went on that early streaking out to a lead in the Eastern Conference for the first month or so, and then Milwaukee's really taken over. And now it's a neck-and-neck race right now for 1-2. But they could legitimately get into a 4-5 matchup with the Celtics in the first round. And oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And if it's 4-5, Boston and Philly, they're going to be playing those games on the road, first two games on the road. They really need to capture that fourth spot. Forget about capturing Milwaukee. They need to capture that fourth spot. That is huge. 610-632-0975. PJ in South Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, PJ?
What's up, my man? How are you?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to talk about Markelle Fultz and what you said his mom tweeted, or the statement she made, and just everything he's said since he left.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm about the same age as Markelle Fultz. We're about the same age, I think.
He's about 20. I think he's 20.
Yep, we're about the same age. So I think it's, like, insane to me that how much he complains and how much he says, like, the fan base or the organization didn't do for him. I mean, for Christ's sake, he would pull up to shoot the ball, and the fans would go crazy for the man.
I know.
I think it's astounding that someone could be so ungrateful. And then even when, you know, with everything that was going on with his shoulder, we were so patient with him. We gave him all the time in the world. I mean, obviously, we're a hard fan base, you know, to play for. you know, we get on our guys, but that's just because we expect a lot, especially when you're a number one overall draft pick in the NBA after we traded assets, players, and whatnot to go get you. I just think it's insane that someone could complain and not be grateful for the opportunity that we gave him.
I agree, man. I just don't understand it. I think they sound ridiculous. They sound juvenile and immature and petty. Shots over, you know, across the bow for no reason. There's no reason. I mean, I'm not in the meetings. I'm not in the training room. I'm not in the coaches' sessions. I'm not in any of that, the GM's meeting, so I don't exactly know what goes on. But all indications are they were very supportive of him. Very supportive of him. Here's Brett Brown when he found out about the shoulder injury, the thoracic outlet syndrome. He said, the news, did catch me off guard. But if that's what he needs to go seek further consultation, then we support him. In my eyes, it's not complicated. That's what it is, and we'll support him. And they've done nothing but.
Yeah, I completely agree. And then, excuse me. I completely agree, and it's just, like you said, they're doing it for no reason. It's not like we were, when he left, we were talking trash on him or anything like that. I mean, when I heard we traded him, I was ecstatic. I was very happy, but I would have loved nothing more than to see him turn out to what he was supposed to be and made this team what it could have been with him, you know, as one of the stars.
I do too, PJ, and I appreciate the call, man. Have a great day. We got to take a break. Yeah, I just don't get the Markelle Fultz situation. I never got it when he was here. I never got the injury or, again, I always maintained, and I don't know this for a fact, but I always speculated that the injury was above his head or the problems, you know, lied above his head, not his shoulder, but above his shoulder and, you know, in his head. And I'll never get it. I don't know if this injury is real or not real or if it's affecting him. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, although I think it's bizarre. I think there is such a thing as thoracic outlet syndrome. I guess he has it if he's been diagnosed with it, but the previous 10 doctors who diagnosed him didn't come up with it. It's almost like he was looking for someone to come up with something to kind of use as an alibi for having these problems. But, hey, listen, time was up in Philadelphia, and, you know, should have taken your ousting more gracefully, in my opinion. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazag. Matt Lombardo coming up at 1210 to talk a little bit about Nick Foles and the Eagles and the Giants and the Eagles and not the Giants. And we'll hear from him from NJ.com at around 1210. I'm Joe Stazag, 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen up, everyone. Here's something we can all get behind. It's the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. There's no illusion. You're gonna save bag loads of cash. It's really big, and I know a great deal when I see one.
Now through Monday night, rush in for the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. Lease the only 2019 Kia Forte for only $179 a month with no money down. Or grab a 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month with no money down. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000.
Save huge at Gateway Kia, where they make car buying great again.
2019 Kia Forte, $179 a month. 2019 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. No money down. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown.
Or online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles a year. Zero security deposit, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with Tier 1 credit approval only. Total amount due at signing. Must take delivery on 2/28/2019.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
andro400.com.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seeds, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker up.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, hallelujah. What are you going to do with all that glorious extra cash? A new drone? No, it'll end up in a tree. Here's a better plan. Try Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month. All on America's best 4G LTE network. Plus, save up to $200 on a Samsung Galaxy S9 with in-store activation. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Let the big dog hunt. Sorry, I'm just used to saying that when that music comes in. Sorry, I know I said it at the opening of the show. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Joe Stazak in the house, Tyler G. behind the glass. My man Mark Thompson shadowing me today. He's an up-and-comer in the business, and we welcome here him to the studios. Having a good time with Mark, also helping me with the show today. Talking Nick Foles. Talking Bryce Harper. Matt Lombardo's coming on the show around 12:10 from NJ.com to talk a little bit about Nick Foles and chances of him going to the Giants. I know the Eagles would love to, if they could, if they had their druthers, would love to send him to the Jacksonville Jaguars and let him sling the ball to D.D. Westbrook and Marquise Lee and that company down there. Maybe Leonard Fournette, if he could ever stay healthy. He'd be replacing Blake Bortles. They have a pretty good defense there in the secondary, at least. Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bowie and, Tashaun Gibson. It's the free safety. Ronnie Harrison, a strong safety. They have Miles Jack, at the linebacker position, middle linebacker. They have some talent. They almost went to the Super Bowl the previous year. It would put Nick Foles in a good situation. All they need to do is get that defense back together, which they have. They have pretty much the same defense intact from 2 years ago. Calais Campbell, defensive end. But Their offense has struggled, and Blake Bortles has just really unraveled this year. Thought he got his act together the previous year and almost took them to the Super Bowl. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. And then, of course, the Tom Brady, Danny Amendola show took over, and that was that. And then, of course, the Patriots went on to lose to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, but the Jacksonville Jaguars were like the team the next year to... They were the chic team, the in vogue team to pick to go to the Super Bowl, and I can see why. I mean, defense wins ultimately, and they had enough offense, it seemed, and they had Leonard Fournette, and Blake Bortles seemed to be coming around, but not so much after all was said and done. But I think that would be a good place for Nick Foles, keeping him from the New York Giants, where they have many more weapons. They have on the outside, obviously. They have Odell Beckham Jr. They have Sterling Shepard. They have Evan Ingram at tight end. He's almost like a third wide receiver. Saquon Barkley. Imagine Nick Foles slinging to that slew of talent. Their offensive line has gotten a little better. Imagine slinging to that slew of talent if you're Nick Foles. Yeah, I don't think the Eagles want any parts of that. Especially seeing him twice in a year. You look silly. You look silly. See, that's what you kind of want to save face. Truthfully, I don't care where he goes. I think the Eagles care where he goes. Giants could draft, like, you know, the next, they could draft Tua or Justin Herbert in 2 years and win with them. I know you don't want to be the ones responsible for putting their franchise quarterback in place, a guy who can come back and hurt you, but I'm just worried about our team. I'm just worried about the Eagles going forward. I love Nick Foles, favorite quarterback of all time, replacing Randall Cunningham, which is not an easy thing to do on my list, but won a Super Bowl, has a statue of himself outside of the link. As a current player, having a statue of yourself outside the link, that's saying something. That is saying something. Nick Foles, man, what a crazy career. What a crazy resume Nick Foles has. 27-2, 7 touchdowns in a game. He beat the best defense in the league twice in back-to-back playoff seasons. Super Bowl MVP. You know, it went to the playoffs again after rescuing this team from the hell hole of the abyss, the playoff abyss. They end up going to the playoffs. They win a game in Chicago. I mean, all he does is, you know, set records. 25 straight completions. I just set records and win playoff games. It's incredible. Someone's going to get themselves a good quarterback. Now, the question is, can he do it for 16 games? You know, we've seen him, even the 27-2 year, it wasn't a full 16 games. He banged up a little bit, got banged up the next year as well. Had a decent record, but got banged up. Had a thumb injury the following year. And we haven't seen him do it necessarily for 16 games. He did it for, would he play 5 regular season games this year? And he was 4-1 and 1-1 in the playoffs. So all told, 5-2 this year, including playoffs. Good record. The previous year, he was 6-0. If you want to include the Rams game, games he played in, he was 7-0, including big wins over the Rams. And I know he didn't play all that great. Big win over the Raiders to lock them up. And big wins over the Falcons. You know, he only started playing well in the second half, played great against the Vikings and played great against the Patriots. You know, hail to Nick Foles. But he's gone. Time to move on. Carson Wentz is the guy. I don't know if I've had a chance to chime in about this, but I like what Carson Wentz said, kind of his rebuttal to the article that came out by Joe Sanliquido a few weeks ago from the Philly Voice. You know, kind of some anonymous players and sources and NFL executives and Eagles executives and high-end officials, you know, kind of bashing Carson Wentz on a few topics, calling him selfish, not easy to get along with, uncooperative, bullying the offensive coordinator Mike Groh, being verbally undressed by a high-ranking Eagle in the locker room, I believe it was, not spreading the ball around, making things complicated, walking around like he's won 10 Super Bowls and he hasn't even played in a playoff game. Some negative things, disparaging things said about the quarterback, the franchise. I thought he played it off well. You know, probably caught him by surprise, but he said he's going to look at himself. He's going to take this and run with it and try to learn from it and become better because of it. I like what he said. I really did. You know, I didn't like the things that were said about him. I didn't take umbrage with it. I believe that a lot of those things were said, I don't think Joe Santaliquito's making it up, but I love the way Carson Wentz handled it. That's what a leader does. That's a true leader. Did a great job. Can he lead on the field and lead in the playoffs? Remains to be seen. The bar is so high for him. The bar is so high because of what Nick Foles has left behind him. It's incredible. I don't know any other situation that went down like this, but it is incredible. Speaking of setting the bar high, from NJ.com, former partner here at 97.5, the Fanatic, one of my favorite dudes in the world, had lunch with him last week. He's Matt Lombardo. Matty, what's up, pal?
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing, brother? How's the baby? Everything good?
I'm great, man. Family's great. How about yours?
Oh, everything's great, man. I appreciate you coming on today. I enjoyed lunch with you the other day. I know you sent out a tweet earlier this week about, you know, Nick Foles and the Giants maybe having some interest in him. What is going on in Giants land? Because you cover the Giants now for NJ.com. Do a great job. You used to cover the Eagles for NJ.com. What is going on with Giant land, and what is their interest, do you believe, in Nick Foles?
Yeah, Joe, you look at the Giants quarterback situation, and Dave Gettleman, the general manager, said at the end of the year that he was going to have a no-holds-barred conversation with Eli Manning, and that conversation took place roughly a month and a half ago. And Manning is going to be 38 years old. He's set to count $23.2 million against the cap this season after going 5-11 this past year and 3-13 the year before. Joe, I think the most likely scenario here is that the Giants wind up bringing Eli Manning back. But as I wrote yesterday, if they bring Manning back based on what he did with a roster that included Saquon Barkley, arguably the best running back in the league, Odell Beckham Jr., a top five wide receiver in the league, and Evan Ingram, who in his own right is a dynamic pass-catching tight end, I think it's a mistake. And I think the Giants are punting on this season if they bring Manning back. Now, if Foles hits free agency and the Eagles aren't able to tag and trade him, which there's some ambiguity in the CBA that they'd even be allowed to do that, he's a guy that I think the Giants should have some interest in. And I know that there was a report from Jason Cole of Fansided last week, and he said that if Foles becomes available, the Giants would have interest. And I think that's fascinating because Foles is a guy that has a recent track record of success, led the Eagles to a Super Bowl win against the Patriots, led them on a four-game winning streak to close out the season, and then into the playoffs by beating the Bears this year. And you put him into a lineup with Barkley, Beckham, and Ingram, he can push the ball downfield. He excels in those intermediate routes and in the quick game. He's good under pressure, good against the blitz. So if Foles becomes a free agent, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch how the Giants react to that.
Talking with Matt Lombardo on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, Matt. First of all, can I get back to the ambiguity in the CBA with Nick Foles and whether the Eagles are allowed to do that or not, to tag him and trade him? Is there an issue there that we don't know about?
Yeah, there was a report from Pro Football Talk, I think it was a week or 10 days ago, that the Eagles might not be allowed to trade Nick Foles under the franchise tag. Tag needs to be applied in good faith that he's going to be on the roster this year. And obviously the Eagles are committing to Carson Wentz in the long term, and it seems like all signs are pointing to Foles being a free agent. And I think that if you're the Eagles, given that you might not be able to trade him and given that the market might be lukewarm to do so, you know, having two quarterbacks making money in the top five at the position, I think, is too much of an investment for Howie Roseman to feel comfortable with. So at the end of the day, I think the most likely outcome here is Foles winds up being on the open market.
So let me ask you something, Matty, because you said that the Giants, you think, would be punting if they kept Manning on the roster. What do you think their plan is for a quarterback then? Take one more year of Manning if they do, and then maybe take a Justin Herbert or a Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama? Who do they want as their quarterback? What's their plan, do you think, going forward?
Yeah, Joe, let me clear that up real quick, because I don't think that the Giants believe that they're punting on the season by bringing Eli Manning back. That would just be the outcome.
Right. No,
Manning.
No, I understand. I understand. Absolutely. Yep.
I think there's a belief with Dave Gettleman on down. I don't share the belief, but I believe there's a belief in the organization that Eli can still play, even though they're 8-24 over the last 2 years, tied with the Cleveland Browns for the worst record over that span. But you look at the Giants quarterback situation, and I think that if Dwayne Haskins of Ohio State is there at number six, I think they would take him. And whether it's Eli Manning on the roster, whether they had signed Nick Foles, or whether they brought in Teddy Bridgewater or brought in Case Keenum, who's probably going to become available as a free agent, I think the best course of action for the Giants is to bring in a veteran who can put you in a position to compete this year, while Haskins, who only played one season at Ohio State, can continue to develop behind the scenes. And sure, you can spend $23.2 million on Eli Manning and have him serve that role. I just don't think for that money that he's a guy that can lead you to the postseason, whereas Foles, Bridgewater, or Keenum, I think, increase the Giants' chances of competing this year, while having a rookie such as Haskins on the roster to hand it over to in 2020.
Any chance they like Kyler Murray out of Oklahoma?
Yeah, you know, nothing would surprise me. I think that when I've just started to dive into the quarterback class a little bit and film study, and I think that Murray has the best arm talent out of the three. He's certainly the most mobile of the two or three quarterbacks who have the chance to be first-round picks. But I think the height's going to be an issue, and I just don't know that I see Dave Gettleman drafting a quarterback who's 5'9". So I think that if there's a quarterback on the board, and if it's Haskins, I think the Giants would take that spot. But if Haskins is gone or if a team trades up in front of the Giants to take him, I wouldn't be surprised to see them take the best pass rusher on the board or even trade back to get a lower first-round pick and more picks in their war chest, because they forfeited their third-round pick to take cornerback Sam Beal in the supplemental draft last year. So if the quarterback they like is gone, I think the best option for the Giants is a pass rusher or to trade back to get some more picks.
A couple of years ago, when we were talking with Matt Lombardo on the Comcast Business Hotline, the Giants kind of went all in on their wide receiver, and Odell Beckham Jr., obviously one of the transcendental players of the game. He ruffles some feathers a little bit with things that he says before games or in national interviews. Things have died down a little bit, but how do the Giants overall feel about, you know, management, feel about Odell Beckham Jr., do you think?
Yeah, I think that's going to be another interesting thing to watch, Joe, because if you remember leading up to the draft last year, or immediately after the draft, rather, when they took Saquon Barkley, Gettleman said during his post-draft press conference that he told people in the war room not to answer the phones, and that they wouldn't trade the pick, and they were taking Barkley, and he was their guy. Well, at the end of this season, we asked Gettleman whether Odell Beckham Jr. is a guy that they would consider trading, even though they just signed to that 5-year, $95 million extension back in August. And he said, we didn't sign Odell to trade him. We pressed him and said, you know, is he a guy that Odell is going to be on the roster next year? And he said, you heard what I said. Gettleman's a guy who's usually over the top, demonstrative in terms of his answers when he feels passionate about something. And my thought is that when you look at how the year ended, when he missed the last four games with a quad injury, there was a little bit of a dark cloud that hovered over that, because there were some whispers the Giants wanted him to get back out there, but he wasn't ready to play. They were never really clear about the severity of the injury. I don't think it played well with the head coach, and I think that if he's not a guy that the front office and the coaching staff feels fits their culture, it wouldn't shock me in the least if a team blows him out of the water, say the San Francisco 49ers or the Los Angeles Rams, with multiple first-round picks or first-round and second-round picks. It wouldn't shock me in the least if the Giants jumped at that to trade him.
Talking with Matt Lombardo on the Comcast Business Hotline. Matty, the Eagles season turned on a dime last year when the Malcolm Jenkins picked off Eli Manning in the Giants game. I'm sure you were here covering it, and they were down 19-3, and they kind of came back to win that game 25-22, and then they lost to Dallas after that, but then went on a run when Nick Foles came in. In that game, and I'm not sure we heard too much about it or got many details about it afterwards, because you mentioned Saquon Barkley, and I'm sure you guys are happy, and the Giants are happy that they did go that route anyway. He had a phenomenal year as a rookie. He was killing the Eagles in the first half, killing the Eagles. And I wanted to get this question in because I was going to ask you about Pat Shurmur and his first year at 5-11 after his first year, what everyone thinks about him. But they went away from Barkley in the second half, and there was a big, like, you know, collective thank you to Pat Shurmur from the Eagles fans, the fan base, because the Eagles, it gave him an opportunity to come back. What happened in that game? Why did they go away from Barkley? I think he only had three touches in the second half.
Yeah, you're right. And I remember that game pretty vividly, Joe, and that was the talk of the New York market immediately after that game. It was the talk on 97.5, listening to the morning show on my way up to the Meadowlands. Why did Pat Shurmur get away from Saquon Barkley in the second half, who was averaging over 5.5, I believe, closer to 10 yards per carry with two touchdowns in the first half of that game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And it was one of the great mysteries. And if the Giants had won that game, I think the seasons for both franchises could have gone in really different directions, because the Giants were riding the high of a three-game winning streak, I believe, at that point. They obviously would have picked up a division win. I'm not saying they would have won the NFC East, but I think they would have pushed for a wild card spot had they won that game. I think that Shurmur, you know, for whatever reason, thought that they should be able to throw their way out of it. They thought that Odell Beckham Jr. could ignite the second half, or that Eli Manning can get on a run. But I distinctly remember at the start of the second half, the Giants got the ball. I think they were nursing a lead, and they went 3-and-out on three straight passing plays. And then the Eagles, with Corey Clement and Josh Adams, ran the ball down the Giants' throat on a 70-yard scoring drive, turned the game on its head. And you have to wonder why Shurmur didn't replicate that on his first series. why they got pass happy when if they would have just continued to run the ball, maybe the outcome would have been different.
Yeah, sure would have, but you know, we'll take it, at least as an Eagle fan and a fan base and a broadcasting fan like myself. Matty, appreciate it, man. You do a great job. It was great seeing you the other day, and we'll check in with you and tell the family I said hi, pal.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, babe. Matt Lombardo on the Comcast Business Hotline. Great stuff out of Matty Lombardo. That game to me was will always be a mystery why Pat Shurmur went away from Saquon Barkley in the second half of that game. But I mean, we can't complain around here. It turned the season around for the Eagles. They were down 19-3 in that game. I remember tweeting out at that point, because I know Malcolm Jenkins was arguing with someone on the sideline. I tweeted out, this is like 1970s bad. You know, remember 1970s when they were like 2-14 and or 2-12 and just struggling mightily in the NFL? They were the joke of the NFL. It looked, that's how much disarray they were in. To go from there to where they were, I mean, Nick Foles gets so much of that credit for bringing them. And Carson Wentz gets credit for turning that game around. Probably should have had a better fate in the Dallas game, but didn't. And then, you know, they shut him down with a back injury, and Nick Foles takes over. And the rest is what they call history. All right, let's go to Tim in San Diego. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tim?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I guess I'm in the minority. I'm hoping that Nick Foles does sign with the Giants or the Redskins, because I think his best games are behind him. And I think that, you know, the Eagles quarterbacks that move on after years seem not to prosper in other places. And I think Nick Foles' best days are behind him. And I'm hoping he signs a long-term deal and cash straps the Redskins or the Giants.
You think his best games are behind him? Why do you say that?
Well, if you look at his career before he came to the Eagles, he was an average quarterback at best, you know. He came to the Eagles with a perfect system, and I don't think he's going to go to another team with the system the Eagles have. And he was not a great quarterback in Kansas City or St. Louis.
He was okay in Kansas City. He had a winning record in Kansas City. I don't know why people say that. His record, he only played a few games, but he was okay in Kansas City. In St. Louis, he was bad. He was really bad. So was Jared Goff. They were playing in a bad system, and they both played poorly. But I thought he was okay in Kansas City, and he flourished here.
But I do love Nick Foles, don't get me wrong. I'll always be indebted to Nick Foles for the championship that he bring us. But I just think that the Nick Foles hype is way overrated. I think he's an average quarterback at best, and I think he just struck lightning in a bottle the last, you know, few postseasons.
Well, listen, you can go either way on that. You could say he's a very good quarterback, or you could say he's an average quarterback that struck lightning. Why are you going the other way? Why do you think he's going to come back to, I guess, earth, if you will, when he plays for a different team?
I don't know. I just think the Eagles system is just perfect for Nick Foles, and I don't think anywhere else he goes, even Jacksonville with Filippo, he's not going to have that same system. I think that Chip Kelly kind of helped Nick Foles when he came back to the Eagles. Even though Kelly was gone, I think that Peterson looked at the plays that helped Nick Foles. A lot of them were Chip Kelly plays, and I just don't think he's going to prosper in another place like he did in Philly. I wish there was a way we could keep him, but it sounds like he's gone, and I don't think we're going to get much for him, but I think the Eagles got enough problems with free agency this year, you know?
Yeah, they do. They have some issues, and according to overthecap.com, they are in the worst position in terms of the salary cap heading into the offseason. Tim, I appreciate the call, man. You have a great day. I thought that was interesting. One of the things from the Matt Lombardo interview that I thought was interesting was when he talked about the CBA and there possibly being some ambiguity to the franchise tagging of Nick Foles or the possible franchise tagging of Nick Foles and whether they'd be able to do that, because there's a clause in the CBA that says it has to be in good faith, that you're planning on keeping him on your team and using him on your roster. Well, they're not doing that. I think it's clear they're not doing that. They're certainly not going to pay Nick Foles $25 million to be here when they're paying Carson. Well, they're not paying Carson Wentz much money now, but they're going to be the following year. So, I mean, unless they keep Nick Foles for one more year and keep Carson Wentz's contract down until the following year, but it's not going to happen. The idea is to sign him and trade, or to franchise tag him and trade him. So if they're not allowed to do that, he's going to walk and they'll get nothing for him, which would be unfortunate. Got to take another break. Dominic, hang in there, man. Got a couple open phone lines right now, 610-632-0975. Talking about Nick Foles, where would you like to see him end up? Where would you like to see Nick Foles end up? And would it bother you if he came back to haunt you as a Giant or a Redskin? Can he be a ghost in more ways than one? Nick Foles, we're talking Eagles football and, of course, number 9 on the other side. Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5 The Fanatic. The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, a rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5 The
Fanatic.
If this cold winter we've endured hasn't yet convinced you to replace your drafty inefficient windows and doors, you got to talk to my good friends at Guided Door and Window. They can help by giving you one more month to do so at their best prices of the year. If you haven't taken advantage of Guided's big winter sale, here's your last chance to do so. You'll get 40% off every window and door you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window that has the high-performance low-E glass. And you'll also get 40% off any high-quality door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you can buy now and pay later. Guida has an interest-free financing plan or a low monthly payment plan. This offer will expire at the end of February. So don't let this final chance for big savings pass you by. If your home needs new windows or doors, call the experts at Guida today. Schedule a free in-home estimate. The number 1-877-GO-GUIDA, online goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
It's back! Minivan Mania! Minivan month is in full swing at the Big B. Gary Barr, Bears number one, Chrysler Land!
Gary Barrera's Chrysler Land!
Minivans, minivans, and more minivans! They are parked bumper to bumper, fender to fender! Your best-built, beautiful 7-passenger, loaded-up Chrysler minivan, a crazy $16,666. You heard me right. Your radio's not broken. Get your official tailgate great minivan from a crazy $16,666. And at Barbera, when we say instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
I am talking about the mother of all minivans today, the Gary Barbera Minivan Mania Way.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For 3 decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
At Gary Barbera's number one, Chrysler Land. It's Minivan Mania. Minivans, minivans, and more minivans from a crazy $16,666. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
What a night.
Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Sports betting is here, now at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. We'll have all your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Bet on all your favorite college and professional teams, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, and more. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see Parks' real-time sports odds from anywhere. More action than ever at Pennsylvania's number one casino with all new sports betting. Parks Casino, bet with the best.
Street Road Exit on 595 of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
What a Night is in store for you at the all-new Excite Center at Parks Casino. Coming February 22nd, comedian Frank Caliendo. February 23rd, 38 Special. March 16th, the hilarious J.B. Smoove. March 27th, experience Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix Tribute. April 5th, country star Rodney Carrington. May 2nd, Whitesnake. May 4th, Foreigner. May 11th, comic legend Jay Leno. For tickets, visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah, it lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one. Show me Homecoming on Prime Video. Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 2/24/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Jenkintown and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Joe Stazak, 1228 here at 97.5 Fanatic. Beautiful day out there, Sunday afternoon with no football. NBA All-Star game today. I don't know if you caught the talent show last night. Pretty entertaining. I thought Dennis Smith Jr. and the kid who won from Oklahoma State put on quite a show. I thought the three-point shooting contest was awesome. Joe Harris, who from Brooklyn, getting it done over Steph Curry. Jason Tatum hitting the half-court shot, winning the skills contest. Good stuff. Brought me back a little bit because I've kind of been soured on the whole All-Star weekend recently. But good stuff. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the show goes on. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Gateway Kia. Save huge bucks on your next car all month long during President's Month only at Gateway Kia in Warrington and Quakertown or at shopgatewaykia.com. All right, we're talking Nick Foles now. The conversation has shifted a little bit, as it usually does, to football. Talking Nick Foles, where would you like to see him end up? I think he would love to end up in New York in Giant Blue playing for his former coach, Pat Shurmur. And with all those weapons surrounding him, Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr. His offensive line got built up a little bit, bringing in Nate Solder last year, sending Eric Flowers to the pastures. I just think that he'd love to do that. And he might have the opportunity to. If this thing with the CBA pans out and the Eagles are not allowed to franchise tag him. Again, I'm not saying that's happening. Don't let everyone go crazy on it. I'm just saying Matt Lombardo brought it up in an interview I had with him a little while ago that there might be some ambiguity to the CBA language stating that if you're going to franchise tag a guy, it has to be in good faith, that you're planning to have him on your roster. And this obviously is not a good faith move. They obviously are going to trade him. They've already announced that Carson Wentz is their starter going forward. They're never in a million years going to pay $25 million for a backup. So clearly the Eagles are looking to franchise tag him and then trade him. So I'm not sure if they're going to be allowed to do that after all. If he walks, I think the Giants are a nice place to go for Nick Foles. But who knows what the Giants are going to do. I mean, they got the number six pick. Dwayne Haskins might be sitting there. Kyler Murray. I don't know if... And did anyone see, I know this is a microphone and you're not going to be able to raise your hands or tell me this, but did anyone see Kyler Murray's interview with Dan Patrick recently? It was an embarrassment. It was an absolute embarrassment. I love the kid. The kid's great. He's fun to watch. He's 5'9". I don't know if he'll make it in the NFL, although they say he can't see over the line in the NFL. Well, he saw over his line in Oklahoma. They're just as big at Oklahoma. They don't have small offensive lines at Oklahoma, and he was unbelievable. He's so fast. He's got an NFL arm. I just think people are going to shy away from him because of his size. I would draft him somewhere, maybe in the first round. I don't know if I would do it as my quarterback, but he's got to be useful somewhere. And somebody's going to take a shot on him, and I hope it goes well for him. But his interview was awful. He sat there and he didn't say a word. He kind of had this blank stare, but a big smile on his face. Every time Dan Patrick asked him a question, he would look over to his father, who was offset, and he was kind of getting a cue from his dad. Are you going to have a pro day? Are you going to go to the combines? And he was like, and kind of shrugged and laughed and didn't know and looked to his dad and would come back with a half-hearted answer. It was bad. I feel bad for Dan Patrick. That was brutal. You got Kyler Murray on your show, and he lays the proverbial egg. It was brutal. But again, think about that. Do you want a guy like that with what I just saw running your $3 billion franchise? I don't. I'm sorry. I mean, he just hurt himself so much by the things he didn't say or how he acted. Now he's young. He's only played 17 games in college, and he's 5'9". He was a super stud last year, just an unbelievable, and won the Heisman Trophy over Tua. Not an easy thing to do. And I think most people put their votes in even before the SEC title game where Tua had a bad game. So it's something to be said for what he did and what he accomplished this year. But so he could be there at number six. He probably will be there at number six. Whether someone's going to take a shot on him, I'm curious to see how he pans out. If he gets drafted by someone, he will. But I thought the interview was horrendous, and I was embarrassed for him. I mean, you gotta question the fact that Is this the guy you want being the face of your $3 billion franchise? A guy who couldn't get out a soundbite. He couldn't string together six words. Not that he couldn't speak. He just wouldn't speak. He was looking for cues from his dad. I know he's young. He's probably 19 years old. But seriously, dude, you got to grow up a lot faster than that because you're about to play in the NFL. And that stands for not for long if you act like that. But again, his play will do his talking, and he's quite an electric player to watch. But again, the Giants have some interesting decisions to make. We're talking about the Giants because there has been a lot of rumors circulating about Nick Foles and if he might go to the Giants. If he becomes a free agent, do the Giants take a shot with him? You know, maybe this year, sending Eli Manning to the pastures and see what Nick Foles can do, filling in the void left by Eli Manning until they land their quarterback, which could be in 5 years. You could have Nick Foles for 5 good years until he's 30 years old. He'll be 35 at the end of a 5-year deal. Then you work on your next quarterback. I wouldn't hesitate to go that route because the other option is you play Eli Manning this year and then you start on your quarterback. And each year that goes by, another year of the guys who are in their prime that I mentioned, your Odell Beckham Jr.'s, your Sterling Shepherd's, your Saquon Barkley's, your Evan Ingram's, and more years that go by, or just more years that go by. Then you have to draft your quarterback, get him up to speed. It takes about 3 to 5 years for that to happen. And, you know, guys are getting older, contracts are up, guys are moving on. If I was a Giants and he becomes an unrestricted free agent, I target Nick Foles. Just saying. Dominic in South Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dominic?
Yoo-hoo, big dog. How you doing?
How are you, my man?
I'm good. I want to start this call by saying two things. One, I've never been a big Nick Foles guy, nor am I afraid of him joining an NFC East team. Now, saying that, I'm going to go back to a caller or two ago and completely disagree and say that I think Foles is on the downslide. My not fearing him being in the East is more of to do with my confidence in Wentz. But to say that Foles is on the downswing, the guy is a completely different quarterback than he was when he played with us the first time, even with the miraculous 27-2 with the Rams. The guy used to backpedal like Eli, duck and toss it up. His pocket presence, his maturity, he's a completely different quarterback. The guy, you got to give the guy kudos.
You totally do.
He's a bad, bad take. Fancy.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. I said that earlier. What's that?
And I've argued with you many times because you've always been a full supporter. But if you can't, and I mean, and I say you, I don't mean you, obviously.
No, that's okay.
If you can't see that this kid, this young man has really taken in from his visits to different cities, and if maybe the Eagles did put him in better position, better coaching, but to see that this kid has evolved as a quarterback and not notice that as a football fan, that's just a bad take. That's a terrible take. I think he's got 3 to 5 years left in him playing at a high level.
Yeah, I say 5 years at a high level. That's why I think the Giants, if he becomes an unrestricted free agent, should take a shot at him. And even if they had to trade something for him, I would do that if I was the Giants. I don't know if the Eagles would do that if it comes down to a trade, but if this whole thing is true with the CBA and the ambiguity part and the language and the Eagles can't or aren't able to franchise tag him and then trade him, then if I'm the Giants, he's my first priority. First priority is to go get Nick Foles and say goodbye to Eli.
100%. Well, like I said, I've never been big on him, but I'm a realist, and the kid has become such a, I mean, you can see what he did years ago to what he does now, how he feels pressure. The pass is, I mean, he's become if it's a game here and there, you say, oh man, maybe he's just lucky. When you're doing consistently like he has been the last 2 years, you got to give the guy his props and see that he's not the same kid that he was a few years ago.
Well, then let me ask you something, Dominic, because I agree with everything you said, but why do you say you're not big on him?
No, I wasn't. I said I wasn't like a full. Oh, I think he's. I wasn't one of these Foldian society guys.
Gotcha.
Oh my god. Right. I think now I wasn't like one of those guys because I saw him sort of throw balls up for grabs and D-Jax and Macklin make great catches. I've seen him fold like an accordion under pressure. He doesn't do that anymore.
No, he doesn't.
He evolved as a quarterback. So to say that's what I'm. So what? In other words, I was just trying to state my claim as me not being a full supporter. Just to support him blindly. The kid has evolved. He's made himself a heck of a quarterback. So that's where I'm going. I think he's a real good quarterback. I think he's a top 15. He's better than half the guys in the league.
Oh, totally. No, I totally agree. Dominic, before I let you go, anything you don't like about sports, this is a day to air your grievances.
Anything I don't like about sports, honestly, I nothing really comes to mind. Like, see, the baseball thing, it doesn't bother me. Like, it's annoying. Like, you said it perfectly. It's annoying, but it doesn't make me nuts. But that's baseball's problem. They don't know how to, if they knew a way to make it, like hot stove used to be a thing, and now the NBA and NFL have almost taken their old blueprint where all year long you're talked about, and this is just dragging it out as opposed to making now, you know, you would have had that run between that.
Yeah, the buzz. Yeah.
Yep.
I totally agree. Dominic, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, pal. Appreciate the call. Yeah, we have going to take a break, but on the other side, I do have, can I call it news? This is called a tease, but I don't want to be inaccurate. We have some words that have come out regarding the Bryce Harper situation you're going to want to hear. And you'll hear them from me because I'll be reporting them from what I'm reading. But I'm also going to let you hear from Jim Bowden, former GM with the Cincinnati Reds and the Washington Nationals. He writes for The Athletic. He was on CBS HQ the other day and on an online interview. We'll hear what he has to say. She had some good things to say in terms of the prospects of Bryce Harper possibly coming to the Phillies. We'll hear that on the other side. And also, things you don't like about sports. We're having a special day today. It's a special order of Festivus in February. Special dispensation because we're airing our grievances today as it is February and there's no basketball this weekend, no real basketball. Flyers do play tonight, heard here right here on 97.5 the Fanatic at 6 o'clock playing the Detroit Red Wings, but no football anymore. We're trying to do a little hot stove football and Nick Foles and the situation with him. And can the Eagles get something in return for Nick Foles? I was hoping a first-round pick. I'm hearing third-round pick. Hell, they could have done that before the season started with the Cleveland Browns, and they decided not to, which was a good call. And to anyone who was listening at the time, I was begging them not to do that because Carson Wentz has a history of getting hurt, which he did, and Nick Foles, again, led them to the playoffs, led them into the second round of the playoffs, and certainly did a phenomenal bang-up job, only raised his stock in this town. But things you don't like about sports, I gave mine. I'll give them on the other side as well. I talked about the rules and some of the rules in the National Football League that they have to get rid of and the competition committee. But you'll hear some interesting thoughts and comments on the Bryce Harper situation from a guy who works in the industry. And you can call it the rumor mill, but it's something you're going to want to hear on the other side. Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The power play goal by Claude Giroux.
Flyers, Red Wings, today at 6 on your home for Flyers hockey. 97.5 The Fanatic.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Now, while qualified or returning FCA lessees, get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Ally Financial. Current lease must end by 3-2-20. 20-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-28.
Hey, business owners, does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seats, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts. All the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it. They deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
It's Thon Weekend at Penn State. Get the latest on the 46-hour dance marathon on Action News at 6abc.com.
Let's go!
For Zetta and Trey in the morning. Listen. Listen. 97.5. The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. 12:46 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. Coming up on the 1 o'clock hour. I'm here till 2 o'clock. That's when Rob Motti takes over. He'll take you up to Flyers hockey, I believe. Flyers and Red Wings tonight. Part of the Hockey in America triple header today. Flyers are the third of 3 games today on NBC. Catch the Flyers. Coming off a big win over the Red Wings yesterday, 6-5, after blowing a 4-goal lead in the third period. Travis Konecny, his second goal of the game, a wraparound that beats Jimmy Howard. Jimmy Howard tried to get his right pad over to the far right post, but Konecny was too fast and totally escaped with 2 points yesterday after blowing a 4-goal lead in the third period. Wow, Carter Hart looked kind of human yesterday for once, but he's been tremendous this year. Just absolutely tremendous. So we'll see if the Flyers, I think they're 12-1-1 now in their last 14 games. We'll see if they can continue on that streak. Scott Gordon's done a wonderful job so far, taking over for Dave Haxtell when he left. They're now approaching playoff conversation. And we'll keep an eye on the Flyers, certainly, as the season continues. But here's what I wanted to talk about on the previous side, because I have, and I'm finding it, okay, this is David P. Sampson. He works for CBS Sports HQ. He's a writer and broadcaster. It says, rumors spreading that Harper will be a Philly for 10 years and $310 million. Scott Boras gets bailed out again by an owner. Still doesn't beat Stanton, but certainly, I mean, talking about Giancarlo Stanton, but certainly will beat Machado, like saving half a face for the player and the agent. Now back to your regularly scheduled rumors. All right.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'll read it again. Rumors spreading that Harper will be a Philly for 10 years and $310 million. Scott Boras gets bailed out again by an owner. Still doesn't beat Giancarlo Stanton, but certainly will beat Machado, like saving half a face for the player and the agent. Now back to your regularly scheduled rumors. How about that? Now, this was Jim. We had this, Tyler. This was Jim Bowden yesterday. Now, he was the former GM for the Cincinnati Reds and the Washington Nationals. He also writes for The Athletic. This was an interview, an online interview on CBS HQ yesterday. This was Jim Bowden on the Bryce Harper situation.
I see Bryce Harper either going to the Phillies or perhaps the Nationals, but I keep hearing there's a lot of momentum and traction here on him going and signing with the Philadelphia Phillies, and he could be rounding third and heading to home shortly. I'm hearing they're pretty well down the process here. Now, I tried to reach out to Scott Boras of Boras Corporation. I tried to reach out to GM Matt Klentak of the Phillies this morning. I have not been able to get in touch with either one of them, but I keep hearing there could be momentum there in Philly, and I think Harper's ready to go. I don't think he's going to sign a short-term deal. That's what the San Francisco Giants offered him. There were many other teams, including the Dodgers, that also did the same thing, offered a short-term deal. Every indication I get is that he's going to get at least 10 years, and he's going to get more than $300 million. That has not changed, and nor have my two favorite places for him. Philadelphia won clearly, and a distant two, Washington, that's where I have him right now.
Giants are the betting favorites to land Bryce Harper, but are they your favorites to land Bryce Harper?
No, they're certainly not. And Vegas isn't wrong very often, but this is going to be one of those times where they are going to be wrong. A couple of things that Bryce Harper's camp has made clear to me is, number one, Bryce Harper wants to win. And if he were to go to a team that's not ready to win, he wants to make sure within a year or two that they can win, because his goal is to win a world championship. And that's not going to happen in San Francisco or San Diego for me. The other thing that I was told early this morning from his camp is that he has no interest in a short-term deal. And that's exactly what the San Francisco Giants publicly came out and said they were offering him, is a short-term deal. And that's just not going to work for Bryce Harper. I don't mind the teams trying to get it done. It's a late date. We're into February. But every indication is he is going to get a long-term deal here, and he is going to end up on a team that's contending. And if I had to pick a favorite for Bryce Harper this particular minute, I probably would stay with the Philadelphia Phillies.
All right, I'll take that. I'll take any positive rumors you can throw at me. I need some positivity. I need some hope. I need some, good anxiety, not the bad kind of anxiety, the good anxiety that you get when you're anxious, like in a good way, when you're anxious to play a game, not nervous, but anxious, excited, I should say. You know, that was good. And again, David P. Sampson also works for CBS Sports HQ, says, rumors spreading that Harper will be a Philly for 10 years and $310 million. Scott Boras gets bailed out again by an owner. Still doesn't beat Giancarlo Stanton, but will certainly beat Manny Machado, like saving half a face for the player and the agent. Now back to your regularly scheduled rumors. So you heard from David P. Sampson. You've heard from Jim Bowden from The Athletic. Again, rumor central, but Jim Bowden's pretty plugged in. He knows a lot of people. He did say he reached out to Matt Klentak and some Phillies executive. Did not hear back. So again, I don't know where he's getting the information, but he said there's indications that. So maybe other folks have talked to them and he's getting word through them. I don't know. I know he's plugged in. I'm hoping he does talk to the Phillies. But apparently, if this thing is rounding third and heading home, do we have that minute bite by Jim Bowden as well? Tyler, let me know when you have that ready, because he said some other things in that I wanted to let you hear. I think he said something about rounding third and heading home. And that means it sounds like to me that they're wrapping it up. Probably crossing the I's and dotting the T's, or however that works. So, that's a good sign. And I think Bryce Harper wanted to wrap this up, all indications were, by Valentine's Day. He wanted to be in spring training. and be with his new team and put on the new uniform and start playing ball again. I don't know what he's doing, hanging out in Vegas, just, you know, getting into trouble. You know, he's going to have a lot of money to spend on the craps table soon if he lands this deal. This is a money deal. And what, he's only 26 years old, so he's got a lot of time left to play. 10-year deals, though, they do not work out historically for these teams that, you know, Texas signing A-Rod to a 10-year deal, $250 way back in the day. Never saw the end of that. And then the Yankees did it. And then the Pujols, Albert Pujols, to the Anaheim Angels, 32 years old when he did that. You know, after he won a championship in 2011, never really worked. So these major deals for 10 years don't ever really, you know, fiscally work out for the teams. But if his WAR is 3-4, and they end up winning 3 or 4 more games and filling the seats, and, you know, there's a lot more revenue coming in because of it, you know, I'll take it. It's not my money. Listen, it's not my money. I don't care. They signed Manny Machado, too. You know, I don't care what the payroll looks like. It's fine with me. I'd love to see them get both. Right now, it sounds like they're working on Harper. Sounds like not a lot of chat about Manny Machado, not a lot of rumors about Manny Machado. Just hear mostly about Bryce Harper. So we'll continue the Bryce Harper watch as the show goes on. Keith Pompey from the 76ers coming on at around 1:10. I'm not sure if he's at All-Star Weekend or not, but he always has some interesting insights on your team, your town, your Philadelphia 76ers. He's a beat writer for the Sixers, been a beat writer for the Sixers for a while, works for Philly.com, The Inquirer. He'll be on around 1:10. And then Marcus Hayes at 1:30. He has an article in Philadelphia.com today about how hungry Joel Embiid is, and it reminds Doc, Julius Erving, of Moses, how Moses was. So we'll get his thoughts on that and some other things related to the 76ers on the other side. I'm Joe Stazak, 2 hours down, one more to go until Rob Motti takes over. 97.5 The Fanatic. We're coming right back.
Yeah, that's the big dog, huh?
97.5 The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Flyers.
Wayne Simmons puts it into the empty net.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker up.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible superbuys, closeouts, and great savings, like a 5-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue Plush Mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Listen up, everyone. Here's something we can all get behind. It's the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. There's no illusion. You're going to save bag loads of cash. It's really big, and I know a great deal when I see one.
Now through Monday night, rush in for the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. Lease the only 2019 Kia Forte for only $179 a month with no money down. Or grab a 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month with no money down. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000.
Save huge at Gateway Kia, where they make car buying great again.
2019 Kia Forte, $179 a month. 2019 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. No money down. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown.
Or online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, tags, DMV fees, or additional trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Total amount to its signing. Must take delivery on 2/28/2019.
Includes auto ship delivery. Cancel anytime. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Messenger data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you 50% off plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing in your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLOW to 246810 right now and get 50% off. You heard me. Text FLOW to 246810. FLOW to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic. And it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTER Roofing.com.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game!
97.5, the Fanatic. WPN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Yeah, can you feel it? Tyler G behind the glass, spinning the tunes for you on this Sunday afternoon. It's football this Sunday. I'm Joe Stazak here for one more hour. Rob Motti at that time. It is All-Star Weekend. That's why there's no Sixers. Not a lot of Sixers talk. But we will have some Sixers talk once Keith Pompey joins us from Philly.com at 110. Marcus Hayes at 130. Also talking some 76ers because they are 37-21 right now, fifth in the East, 6.5 games out of the first place spot occupied by the Milwaukee Bucks right now. And how about this to all you naysayers out there, that you process naysayers? How do you like the team now? Embiid, 27 points a game. Simmons, 17 points a game. Butler, 19 points a game. Tobias Harris, 18 points a game. J.J. Redick, 18 points a game. How you liking that now? How you liking that
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Play that one more time.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Hope you keep trusting the process. There it is.
I think that's 99 points, too. I saw that stat earlier between the five of them. That's a pretty unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, it absolutely is. That's not including the bench. Per game? Yeah, per game, in the four games they've been together, they've averaged 123.75 points. So 124 points, and they've given up 113. All right, they've averaged winning games by 11 points. You know, because they blew out the Knicks, they blew out the Lakers, they beat the Nuggets somewhat handily. The only loss was to the Celtics. It brings the numbers down. Tough loss. And again, that's a big one because people talk about not being able to get past the Celtics. You saw the game, Tyler. What'd you think?
The Celtics scare me still because on the defensive end, they play so well. And then on the other end, they create so much problems, it seems, for us in the pick and roll with Embiid. And either it's Simmons or Embiid, they got Kyrie. And then Horford on the pick and roll hitting those threes. It really does seem to create a big problem for us that a lot of other teams don't create.
Yeah, and that coach isn't too bad either, Brad Stevens.
He knows what he's doing.
Still looks like he's 12, but he's done a great job, knows what he's doing. Great play designer as well. They got to get out of that fifth spot, I got to tell you. They got to get into that three spot or that sixth spot. They're not going to fare well, I am afraid to say. I mean, they could, but it's not something I'd like to see in the first round with the Celtics, one of those teams being knocked out, because I think those two teams are probably... I don't know. I think they heading into the season, they were the premier teams in the East because the Raptors always get bounced, at least when LeBron was around, always get bounced, despite the great years they would have in the regular season. But and the Sixers are even better than when they started the season. They have Butler now and Tobias Harris, and they got quite the...
It is a little bit frightening, that 4 or 5 spot. I am also a tiny bit nervous against the Nets. I know they play us well. They match up against us well.
Oh, the Nets own the Sixers.
So, I mean, I think we beat them in a 7-game series. Don't get me wrong, but it would be a tough one. They have nothing to lose.
Nets own the Sixers.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but they do. Every time they go out there, it seems like a game that not take the night off, but they can pin back their ears and do some things. They get smoked. But here's what the schedule looks like after the break. So my man Mark Thompson put this together for me. These are the tough games they have after the All-Star break, and they had a much tougher go in the first half of the season if you can consider the All-Star break half the season, although it's much more. They've already played 48 games so far, so more than half the season has passed. But they have the Oklahoma City Thunder on February 28th. They are currently third in the West. They have the Warriors, of course. The Warriors! At home, they are the first in the West right now on March 2nd. On the 8th of March, they have the Rockets, who currently occupy the 5th seed in the West. They have the Bucks on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. At Milwaukee, they are the first team in the East right now. They have the Celtics at home on March 20th, a must-win game. Right now, they are the 4th team in the East. And, of course, the Bucks again a few days later on April 4th. My dad's birthday, home. And they are the first team in the East right now. So they still have the Bucks twice. They have the Bucks twice in about 2 weeks. They still have the Seas, another game. And they have the Warriors. And they have the Rockets and Thunder, if you want to sprinkle them in. They can't beat the Thunder. What if they lost like 19 straight times to the Thunder? Can't beat the Thunder. Just can't beat them. Next, Nets own them. Celtics are in their head. They better kind of get out of this, some of these patterns that they've been in. If they want to do anything in this playoff series with whoever it may be. Right now it's the Celtics, and that's not good. It might not be good for the Celtics either. Who knows? I mean, it was a close game the other night, and the Celtics have kind of... Some things have been happening internally in that locker room lately, and not having fun, and Kyrie's hurt again. I mean, they did it without Kyrie, and he's hurt again, and he's always hurt, and there's always talk about him going somewhere else or getting in squabbles with Hayward after a game or two, and, the guys aren't happy playing there. No one's having fun. It's weird. But if anyone can keep it together, Brad Stevens can keep it together. But, certainly they have to set their sights on beating the Celtics.
I think the Celtics play better, and I know this is terrible to say, when Kyrie Irving, it seems like they play more of a team game when Irving isn't
not there.
Right, because he dribbles a lot.
He does.
Do they scare you more with Irving or without Irving?
Any team that has Irving scares me more.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Kyrie Irving.
I agree.
I can't say no. They're better. They appear to be more of a team. They play more of a team game. I understand what you're saying, but he's deadly. He's deadly. He's so fast.
He
can go for 40. He can go for 45. He gets the rim so fast. He's outstanding when he's healthy. Wasn't healthy last year at the end of the year. Listen, they won without him last year. And Hayward was hurt. I mean, whenever he comes back, and Hayward's now back healthy, a year removed from that injury, another year removed from that injury, that's a good squad. Sixers don't just own the East because they made two good moves. They don't own the East. Right now they're in fifth place. They've had 4 games to move, and they haven't really moved. Everybody else is still winning. And I mentioned the schedule. The tough teams they have left, they have the Thunder, the Warriors, the Rockets, the Bucks twice, and the Celtics. So their second half of the season doesn't seem all that daunting. So... but talk about the process. If you were a naysayer, how do you like the process now? Give me a call, by the way, all you naysayer haters, all you process haters. Give me a call right now and tell me what you think of the process, how it panned out right now with Embiid, Simmons, Butler, Harris, and Redick, your starting five for this team. Forget about Markelle Fultz and Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel. They all had parts in assembling the team that is here today and going forward. Because Markell brought you a player and it brought you a couple picks. They still have some picks that have been still circulating from this whole thing. Then assets that Sam Hinkie picked up, and Brian Colangelo then did a little bit here and there before his wife went crazy. And of course, now Elton Brand. Of course, we met with him last Monday in our conference room. What a great guy. Sharp as a tack, man. He was incredibly sharp. I feel much better now knowing him and not knowing him, but meeting him and getting a feel for the feel that he has. You know what I'm saying? You were there, Tyler, right?
Sorry, where? What?
The Elton Brand press conference.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
The lunch we had.
Yes.
I feel so much better now knowing that he has a good feel of everything.
It does. It gave you a good sense that he has a real plan of what they want to do, and to convey that to us, it does make you feel good.
Oh, tremendous. All right, as promised, on the Comcast Business Hotline, he's Keith Pompey, beat writer for the 76ers and Philly.com. He's joining us right now. Hello, Keith. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing tremendous. Are you at All-Star Weekend? Do I know that? Are you there or no?
Nope.
Okay, you're not
nope.
there. So you're taking a little time
I'm
off.
I'm there. I'm just joking.
You are there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you having fun? What did you think of the skills competition last night?
I mean, the three-point contest was nice when they got to the final round.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
The slam dunk contest, I think if they do away with it, I don't see a lot of people complaining.
Really? Now, why do you say that?
I mean, like, it was a lot of misses. That's a lot. I mean.
Yeah, that's what Steve said earlier.
Here's the thing. Like, back in the day, I mean, people were debating over yesterday, talking about, like, there was a time if you miss one, then you were done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You won the next round. This one, it's like, you know, you can miss, like, You could try seven times, and what guys were doing is they knew that you could only get like three misses. So what they would do is they would go up there, and they knew they were going to miss it, so they would just like drop the ball. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't count as an attempt. And after a while, so if you see a guy doing that seven times, and then on the eighth time they get like a really good dunk, I mean, it takes away from it. And at one point, someone got a 50. I forget who it was, but they got a 50. After they, like, it took them seven attempts to do the dunk. So it's just, you know, I don't know. They could do away with it, you ask me.
That's brutal. How are the boys enjoying themselves? How are Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid enjoying All-Star Weekend?
I'm having a great time, you know. It's funny. You know, right now, this is Ben's first year. So it's one of those things where he's taking everything in. You know, Joel, second season. You know, he's more of a veteran. Joel, you know, he is the best center in the league. So he's getting a lot of attention for that. But they're having a great time. I mean, you know, Joel did something for Under Armour, like a junior NBA thing. And, you know, all the kids like, Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid. So, you know, both of them are like larger than life down here.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, how close, and Ben Simmons is playing for LeBron's team today. How close is he really to LeBron James?
Say it again.
How close is Ben Simmons to LeBron James?
I mean, that is his mentor. You know, they try not. You know, he doesn't talk about it a lot. But you know, it was one of those things that I'll just say before Ben was drafted. You know, I remember watching the playoffs and everything like that, and you would see Ben, like, you know, see the courtside with Rich Paul, his agent, and he spent, you know, his training, everything in Cleveland. So, you know, I say that they're very, very close. He tries not to talk about it because he wants to be his own person.
Right.
And recognizes that. But, you know, there's no denying that they are extremely close.
Well, if he wants to be his own person, what did you think about him reaching out to the Lakers and possibly setting up something with Magic next summer?
You know, here's the thing. We'll be fools if we don't think that it happens more often.
Oh, I'm sure it happens a ton.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, you know, I get what, you know, Elton said on your, you know, on your radio station, to the people at your radio station and all this and that, but, you know, it's one of those things where he reached out, he asked, you know, if he could meet with him. Actually, he reached out via the Sixers. So, you know, it's just one of those things where I think they all would like for it to go away just because it makes them look bad, too, because either, you know, you knew that he reached out and you didn't do anything, or you didn't know. So it just looks, makes everyone look bad. And again, you know what? Who knows what Ben Simmons is going to do and you know, next season or whatever. I mean, all I know is if he stays a Sixer, he'll get a max rookie extension, right? And typically guys don't turn that down. And it's one of those things where it's so much that can happen from now to then, to whereas, you know, it's like a wait and see approach. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I get it, but I don't think it's as big a story as it, you know, as the legs it received. I mean, so I'm not really concerned about it.
Well, it got big because it was Magic, obviously, and the Lakers and whatnot. And there's always talk that he would rather be out in L.A. because of Kendall Jenner and whatnot. But let me ask you this before I move on from this subject. Does it bother you at all that you mentioned it yourself that, and I thought of this when we've been talking about it, when the story broke, that if the Sixers knew about it, it's one thing, but if they didn't know about it, that means Ben Simmons would reach out to them on their own. Wouldn't you think he would clear that with the team first?
Well, here's the thing. What I'm saying is, like, if everyone in the team didn't know about it, because what happened is, you know, he had a person from the organization reach out to Matt.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? So yeah. That's the reason why it looks crazy, because, you know, I get it. You know, people were saying, okay, Magic said what he said. And, you know, it happened months ago, but Magic said what he said, and that which it should have been common knowledge amongst all parties.
Gotcha.
Or both parties, you know, everyone in within, you know, linked to it. So that's why I said it makes him look bad, because, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. He went to a team employee and had the guy reach out, you know, to Magic. So, and here's the thing. When you really look at it, if Ben Simmons wanted to get in contact with Magic Johnson, he could have done it without the team knowing.
Of course.
Because the LeBron James thing, you know, the relationship, his agent, you know, Ben lives out there in the off season. You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, I think, you know, hey, they went through the team. And so that's why the league is like, hey, hold up. Like, the Sixers reached out to them. So Magic didn't do anything wrong. So, I mean, I think that's why I said I think it's getting a little blown out of proportion, because it wasn't like he was being sneaky about it.
Right.
He went through a team employee.
Through the proper channels. You're right. All right, Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, let's talk some Sixers, Keith. Where were you on the whole process thing? Because any of the naysayers out there, I dare them to challenge Embiid, Simmons, Butler, Tobias Harris, and J.J. Redick as your starting lineup after 6 years of this process thing. To me, it turned out okay. Now, we don't know where it's going to go, and to me, it's only a real success if it turns into a championship. But it's looking good so far, would you say?
Yeah, it has. I mean, you think about it. You know, and here's one thing I'll give Sam Hinkie credit for. I remember one time, you know, we were talking, and, you know, he was just, you know, making trades and doing all this other stuff, and some of the guys just didn't work out. And he always said to me about Danny Ainge, he says, you know, Danny Ainge acquired players, and he said he turned them into Kevin Garnett, into Ray Allen, you know, into other people. He said, you know, you acquire assets to get what you need down the road. And when you think about that, you know, the 76ers, through the process, now everyone's going to talk about the guys who they missed on. But when you say that you can get two all-stars via the process, and then you can have the cap space to go out there, or the money available to go out there and, like, get a J.J. Redick. And let's face it, they knew they had to overpay him at that time to get him here, but they overpaid him. And then, I mean, but they had the money to do that. And then from that point on, you know, you can have the assets to make a trade for a Jimmy Butler, for a Tobias Harris. I mean, when you look at teams and you see how they did it, they had all the channels covered. They got two all-stars through the draft. They were able to sign a pretty good free agent who fits them. And then they were able to trade for two all-star caliber players. So when you look at the process, you know, although it was hard to endure, you have to say that it was a success. Now the only thing is that work is done. Now it's up to people, and it's not like the front office or not, But now it's up to people to take it to another level. You know, now you have to mesh all this talent together and you have to build upon, you know, what you have. So I have to say that the process has been a success.
Yeah, I think so. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. So how do you think it's only four games of 3-1 with this new team? They still can't get past Boston. They're 1-7 against Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee this year, but just 0-1 with the new team. Is it a pattern or is it just one of those games the other night? Al Horford had a good game and Brad Stevens maybe outcoached Brett Brown and Joel Embiid for some reason slept walk through three quarters. Or is this team, this Celtic team, in their head?
You know, it's still early. You know, if you would have said that they didn't make any adjustments and they didn't make the trade, you can argue, yeah, this team is in their head. But then when you look at it, I mean, you think about it. You know, Joel Embiid, I mean, he was what? He shot 9-for-22. He was 2-for-8 on threes, right?
Yep.
You look at Tobias Harris, and I'm just, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I believe he was 4-for-14. He was 0-for-5 on threes.
He was.
You know, Ben Simmons had, well, he had a bunch of turnovers, I believe 7. So they still had a chance to win that game. They had a chance to steal it. So when you factor all that in, you say to yourself, like, these guys collectively played their worst games since they've been together. And they only lost by 3 points. And I know some people may say, yeah, but Kawhi wasn't there. Not Kawhi, excuse me. Kyrie wasn't there. And Baines wasn't there. And Baines. But I tend to think that they play better without Kyrie. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
So when you factor all that in, you know, it's hard to say, like, oh, yeah, you know, they have their number. When it's only been, like you said, 4 games, 3 games. So, I mean, we'll find out more. And the one thing is, I think that in order for the Sixers to take that next step, you know, I think they do need to get one more piece, or it will help to get another piece. And that's just a scoring guard off the bench. You know, someone who can score buckets off the bench for them.
Well, let's hope so, like they did last year when they brought in Bellinelli and Ilyasova and went on that 16-game run to close out the season. Keith, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of Charlotte weekend and have a good time. Always appreciate it. Good talking to you. Coming on again, man.
Man, thanks for having me on, man.
All right, Keith. Have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself, man. Appreciate it. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Always a great chat with Keith. I thought some of the things he said about the tampering issue was, I thought it got overblown. It happens. You wouldn't believe how often tampering happens. Seems like Magic's in the middle of every tampering situation, though. It's just Magic being Magic. It's Magic. It's kind of have to chalk it up. Well, yeah, he wants to talk about Anthony Davis or LeBron before free agency starts. It's just Magic being Magic. But in this situation, Ben went through the proper channels, apparently, and was what it was. The Sixers ultimately nixed it because I think the Lakers then asked for permission if that could happen, and this is Elton Brand said no, which was good. And it was very general manager-esque of him to do that. But regarding this team, he's right. I don't usually take moral victories in losses in games where you can say, well, you only lost by this. Well, you only lost by this. Well, one more play here, one more play there. But he's right. I mean, he's right, you know, considering, you know, Joel Embiid had a bad game and Brad Stevens, I think, you know, kind of outcoached Brett Brown and it wasn't a great shooting night for Tobias Harris. He was awful. 4-for-14 and 0-for-5 from 3. And they were right there and could have won the game. I kind of look at that both ways. I'll take it, not as a moral victory, but something you can say, well, okay, if they did turn it on and play well. But then you have to look and say, well, maybe Boston made them play poorly. Maybe defense on Tobias Harris was tight and it caused him to not shoot all that well. And Joel Embiid admitted he slept walk through three quarters. And Al Horford does kind of have his number. So, you know, we'll see. Jimmy Butler, he actually had a decent game, I think. But go ahead, Ty. You want to say something?
Yeah, Jimmy had 22 and 9 rebounds. Embiid was 9-for-22 and 2-for-8 from the 3. So yeah. I agree with Keith. It was definitely not a great game for Tobias and Embiid. And even JJ had an off night.
And they're going to have games like that. Appreciate it, Ty. They're going to have games like that. And They'll have good games. They'll have good games together. They'll look tremendous, and they'll have a game like that. It's a shame it comes against the Celtics because we all panic around here. Going back to last year's second round where they lost in five games, all those games at the end, those losses that could have been wins, and they kind of choked them up with the inbounds pass and with the timeout called or not called and the 22-point run that went down to five, no timeouts were called. You know, that whole thing was a mess. Could have turned out differently, and you could say, well, they just lost by this many, they just lost by that many, but they lost the game. They lost to the Celtics. Celtics didn't have Kyrie, didn't have Hayward, still won the game, and there's still a problem. I think there's still a problem, going to be a problem. I hope the Sixers can overcome it. I hope they gel a little bit more and become more of a team, and I think they're on their way. I mean, for what they've done, what they did in the first two games, how they beat the Nuggets and decimated the Lakers, although no one played defense on either side in that game. And then they came back with a strong game in Madison Square Garden to beat the Knicks, almost beat the Celtics. I think they're going to be fine. I really think they're going to be fine. But it's going to be work. And I just hope they're not in that 4-5 seed going into round one in the postseason, because one of those teams deserves to go on to the next round, and they might have to take an early exit this summer coming up. All right, we're heading for another break. Marcus Hayes on the other side. Joe, hang in there from Hardeesville. We'll get you on. And what you don't like about sports, it is a day of special discompensation for Festivus. We are airing our grievances. What are some of yours? Give me a call. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, happy Festivus, everyone!
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Now, while qualified to returning FCA lessees, get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Ally Financial. Current lease must end by 3-2-20. 20 cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-28.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, JG Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, JG Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sports book that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps or for the first-time sports bettor. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads, parlays, teasers, props, and more. Right there, the sports book inside Parks Casino is an oasis. All the action on the big screens right in the middle of the casino, plus their free bet slip builder app lets you plan out all your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There are also sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets, print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue near the stadiums. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club. Parks Casino has lots of food options too. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new Beer Garden, Olivetto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The sports book at Parks Casino's PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too.
French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's never a good feeling to see your check engine light on. Thankfully, there's an answer. The free AutoZone Fix Finder Service. Their Fix Finder Service can tell you the most likely fix for free, saving you time and money down the road. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Sports Talk for Blackwood and all of Gloucester County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. 129 here at 97.5. That Joe Stazak in the house. Rob Motti coming up at 2 o'clock. We're talking 76ers basketball now. We've talked about a lot of things. Veritable plethora of topics today. Nick Foles to Bryce Harper to Markelle Fultz. Now we're on the 76ers. We just heard from Keith Pompey, beat writer from the Philly.com, and he's at an all-star weekend. And right now we're going to go out to Joe in Hardeesville. Wants to talk a little Sixers. What's up, Joe? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Joe. Great show.
Thanks,
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. I've been watching and thinking about this, and I've had some ups and downs with Brett Brown. And, you know, the thing that bothers me the most this year about this Sixers team is the number of turnovers they have, which I believe cost them several games, you know? And
they're a turnover machine. They've gotten better, but they've been a turnover machine for years.
So moving forward after the All-Star break, I know Brett's going to finish out the year, but do you think he's the coach that takes this team over the top?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. I can't say yes or no. I'm kind of hoping he does for all the years he put in with the Drek, that he had to go out there and try to get guys to play hard, the guys that weren't NBA players. I'm not so sure, though, because I see him get out-coached sometimes by Brad Stevens, and he does some things that I find curious at times, but I don't know if he has it. We're going to find out, because really he's relatively new at this in terms of coaching in big games against big teams.
You know, because I think that the turnover situation is a result of coaching, you know, his insistence on the number of passes they have per possession is ridiculous at times, you know, and that just opens you up for more turnovers, you know.
You know, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Go ahead, Joe.
Before I go, I'll tell you what bothers me the most in sports. This thing in baseball where after every pitch, a player has to step out of batter's box. And what's this with the entrance music coming to the plate? I don't comprehend that.
Well, each player is allowed to pick out their own music.
Yeah, they spend a lot of time doing that.
Well, I have Rock You Like a Hurricane when I call them on my show. That's my music. So you don't like that?
Oh, I went to Connie Mack Stadium when I was a kid.
Oh boy,
purist.
That's big time purist, man. Did they have intercoms and over the did they have sound sound systems back then?
Did you go to Connie Mack?
No, that was way before my time.
Oh my goodness, it was a beautiful ballpark. I mean, the insides were terrible, but the field was amazing.
Is that right? No, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was, bro. Joey, I appreciate the call, man. I got to run, but great stuff. Great. Connie Mack. No, what's in a Connie Mack? I was at the vet. I was at the vet and Franklin Field once for some college games, but not, man, that's big time. That's big time. All right, without further ado, from Philly.com and Philadelphia Daily News, he is Marcus Hayes, and he is joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Marcus. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Joe. I'm well. How are you?
Outstanding, pal. I know you're not at All-Star Weekend, but I do want to talk some Sixers with you. I read your article today about Joel Embiid and being the next Moses Malone, or at least Doc thinks he's kind of built out of that mold. Can you expound on that a little bit? And for the listeners who haven't read your article, what that meant?
Yeah, I was really surprised to see Julius Erving, or to hear Julius Erving favorably compare Joel Embiid to Moses Malone. I mean, you lived through the Moses Malone era, and Moses Malone was a three-time MVP.
Yeah.
He carried every franchise he was on.
Yep.
You know, and it was a high school entry into the NBA. So he's a real special dude, a real special guy, and he was absolutely revered by, you know, the players of his era. He was feared and respected by everyone everywhere. So to hear Julius Erving, who, you know, Moses came and won him a championship. It's just that simple. It's, you know, that's how it went.
Doc thinks that Embiid can be the same way. Seem be the same guy.
Yeah. An enhanced version is what he said. He thinks he's, he thinks that he can do things that Moses couldn't do. And frankly, you know, Embiid's bigger than Moses Malone
was.
Yes, he is. I mean, he's 30 or 40 pounds heavier and 4 inches taller.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
What's that, Joe?
What do you think? We know what Doc thinks. What do you think?
I think Joel Embiid can be the second most significant big man after Wilt Chamberlain, even more so than Kareem, who I think is probably.
Oh, you're talking
the most
of all. You're talking of all time. I thought you were talking about the Sixers. You're talking of all time.
Oh no!
Wow.
So he could be the second most significant big man in the history of the league.
What does he have
I think
to do?
What he's done. Win. He has to win. I mean, that's one of the things that diminishes what Wilt's legacy is.
Sure.
It's a team game, but he still got to win.
Yeah,
and he has to do it for 10 or 12 years, you know. But there's never been a combination of size, strength, speed, athleticism, touch. And the thing about Joel Embiid is he's not really all that effective around the basket compared to what he could be yet, and he has no idea how to beat double teams yet. So, just imagine how successful his team can be this year and going forward when he masters those skills, and he's also nowhere near as good a defender as he will be eventually, especially when it comes to things like footwork and sort of being able to double team effectively, things like that. We're talking about a talent. I mean, we've really never seen anything like Joel Embiid, and that's not to denigrate Shaq
sure.
or Kareem or Russell or anyone like that. He's just bigger, stronger, faster than the athletic ones. And he's much more versatile than Shaq ever was.
He's phenomenal. But then let me ask you this. Does it bother you that he admits that he sleptwalked through three quarters of the Boston game?
Well, it bothers me that he said that because I know it's not true. One of the things that I don't like about Joel Embiid is he has a hard time being a good sportsman.
Yeah.
He has a hard time giving credit where credit's due. And the way to defend Joel Embiid, if you look at the teams he does worst against, they have relatively non-athletic or athletic smaller centers who can't do the things that the centers who think they can stop him can do. So, like Marc Gasol, formerly of Memphis, now with Toronto, is probably the toughest matchup. Marc Gasol stays in front of Joel Embiid and makes Joel Embiid beat him when he can with jump shots and denies him post position. When he gets post position, he plays him physically. That's how you play Joel Embiid at this point. People say Joel Embiid's unstoppable. That's not true. He's stoppable. He's not completely stoppable. But you can contain Joel Embiid at this point. I don't think he'll be able to do it even at this point next year. I think he'll be the MVP next year. But Yeah, I mean, that to me is just immaturity. And he's, you know, he has to mature a little bit to be the kind of leader and be the kind of player that leads Philadelphia to championships. But if you're starting a team today, I mean, given his injury history, maybe you start with Giannis, the Greek freak in Milwaukee. But Embiid's got to be at least number two, if not number three.
How do you rein him in a little bit? Listen, he's a very engaging guy, great personality, larger than life. But he's on Twitter a lot. Sometimes he goes over the line, I think. And then at the end of his press conference the other night, he drops an F-bomb. He talks about the refs. One, yeah, it was a bad non-call, but there was more to the game than that. And two, he's it's going to get seen all over the place, and he's cursing to the media. What do you think of that?
Well, I think we kind of live in an era where that's not that big a deal. And, you know, he said that in a calculating manner. I don't think that it's going to help him the way he thinks it might help him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll hurt him. I think he gets a lot of calls. He goes to the line. He's the second most prolific free throw shooter in the league behind James Harden right now. So I think that, like a lot of guys, they feel victimized or whatever for whatever reason. And that's a mistake, but it's a mistake that I think he'll learn from. You know, last year this time he was kind of acting like a bully, and he was even less respectful. So he's maturing step by step. Brett Brown has talked about that, about the maturation process of Joel Embiid. And it's interesting to see. I would much rather have him make these mistakes, and I think that the other night was a mistake. And I'd much rather have him be, you know, ingracious or ungracious to, you know, players who are, you know, very, very good, like Al Horford or Marcus Gasol, and learn from it. Then take away his edge, and he's got his considerable edge, and the Sixers need that. They need him to be an enforcer. They need him to be a force.
Marcus Hazelton, Comcast Business Hardline. Marcus, I know you weren't, and you've said this on my show before, you're not a big proponent of the process, but Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick are a culmination of the process. Do the ends justify the means here for you, or would you still go back and try to change it?
Well, no, I mean, my issue with the process was not even...
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean...
Marcus, can you say that one? You dropped out. Can you say that whole thing over, please?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. You dropped out. Can you say the whole answer over?
Yeah, my critique of the process was not that, you know, you shouldn't tank. My critique of the process lay in the way that they were doing it. When they drafted Nerlens Noel and Jahlil Okafor, and for a year had Michael Carter Williams, year and a half, they didn't put anybody around them to help them develop as players. So my issue was give them some veteran leadership, some guidance, a point guard for 2 years in a row, and let's see how these guys can develop. Because you can't waste years tanking with talented players. That was my critique of the process. I don't care if Josh Harris, not Sam Hinkie, but if Josh Harris, the owner, decides I'm going to do this in my team, fine. You know, that's not between me and him. That's between him and the league, him and Adam Silver and David Stern. But my critique of the process was when you have players who you consider cornerstones, your job is to develop the players. And if you're not going to develop the players, what's the point? That ended when Sam Hinkie's, you know, knees were taken out of him, taken from him when they, in December of, well, I guess it was 2015, when Jerry Colangelo was hired to be his overlord. So, you know, the rest of the process is what it is. I agree. You need to lose some to acquire. But, you know, we forget that in the middle of the process, Sam Hinkie didn't draft Giannis and he didn't draft Porzingis.
Right.
You know, yep. I mean, if you want to say, okay, I'm going to tank to get the best players, you have to be able to identify the best players. And he simply didn't.
There were misses. You're totally right, brother. Appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks for taking time out of your Sunday. Always great to talk to you, Marcus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll catch up soon.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Marcus. Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Got to take our last break. Rob Motti coming up at 2 o'clock. I'm Joe Stazek. Daryl, hang in there. We'll get you on the other side. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazek, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia. For the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe. Two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. With
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, "Why wouldn't you just try the Juul?" And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible super buys, closeouts, and great savings, like a 5-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue Plush Mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who, moving on.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Want a better truck? Get to Fred Bean's Ford. They sell more trucks because they have more trucks. Over 1,500 new Fords. Save over $11,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 F-150 at Fred Bean's Ford, the largest Ford dealer in the tri-state area. In Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBean'sFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck sales, stock number F-8236SL, MSRP 43695. Includes $3,000 dealer discount, $500 college grad rebate, and $79.97 in conditional rebates. Must qualify. Ends 2/28/19.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5. The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Final segment, wrapping it up. Rob Motti coming in a few minutes to take over. I see my man Josh Rabick's in the house, probably producing the next segment. I want to thank Josh Rabick. Great show last night. Tyler G, great show today. My man has been shadowing me all day. Mark Thompson actually helped with my pre-production in material, so I appreciate him coming in. And thanks to all the callers so far. I'm doing this in case I run out of time and don't get a chance to thank everyone at the end. I want to thank Matt Lombardo from NJ.com, Marcus Hayes from Philly.com, Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Steve Callis from Callis Remarks. A lot of guests today, a lot of good stuff. I know some people called in, were at the All-Star Game, gave their thoughts on it, complained about it a little bit. No, not the All-Star Game, that's tonight, but some of the things around All-Star Weekend, the dunk contest, too many misses allowed. I only caught some highlights of it. I did see the three-point shooting contest last night, which I thought was cool. I can watch Steph Curry shoot the ball all day long. And Joe Harris was impressive as well. Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. No one's even heard of him. Most people have never even heard of Joe Harris. He comes in, he beats Steph Curry. Nice game. Nice night. Nice night for Joe Harris. 610-632-0975. Let's go out to Daryl in North Carolina on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Daryl?
How you doing? Yeah, I'm calling from Winston-Salem, but I was actually at the All-Star festivities on Thursday and Friday. I had a great time. It was very interactive. I only saw a couple people. I saw Mo Bamba, because, of course, he's from Charlotte. Well, he's from Charlotte, and he had his little thing. But then I did see Russell Westbrook. I didn't take a picture with him because I had my Sixers stuff on, and I could not take a picture with Russell Westbrook with my Sixers. I had my Sixer warm-up and my Sixer hat on. So I got a picture of him, but I did not take a picture with him. I went to the Fillmore, and I saw Charles and Kenny, the Jet, and Shaq. I wish I had got on TV, but I did not. And I went to a lot of the parties, and it was really nice. The thing about it today is the weather is very nasty in Charlotte. I'm in Winston, which is about an hour from Charlotte. But and most of the activities are outside, you know, the epicenter. So I can't imagine being down there today because it is very cold and very nasty.
Oh, I can imagine.
Overall, I had a great experience. I didn't hear the people who said they had a problem with it. The only problem I had was really security, but I guess they needed that. I must have got frisked at least 20 times both days. I mean, it was just like security was all over the place, and they had army guys, and it was just. But I guess that's needed in today's time, but. My question is, I'm here in Winston-Salem, and I have NBA TV. So I watch all the Sixers games. And I just, the announcers, it's just, these announcers are horrible. But I do like Hubie Brown. I think Hubie Brown is the best announcer out there. And I would trade, I know he's 80-some-odd years old, but I would trade Hubie Brown for Brett Brown right now to be the coach. He just explains everything to me. And as a layman, I get it. And I think, the rest of those guys, those players only, they suck. And they don't really tell you anything. They all they want to talk about is themselves most of the time.
Are you referring to anyone specifically?
Well, I don't like Reggie Miller, of course. And
is that a personal thing, or you don't like him as a broadcaster?
I don't like him as a broadcaster. Of course we don't like him personally.
Of course.
But those, I forgot who they have on the players only. Is it Jalen? No. The players only.
Oh, yeah, they had him on the other night. I forget who it was. People were complaining about him.
I don't like those guys, but I love, and I really didn't realize it, I just love Hubie Brown. I think he's the best basketball
announcer.
He's
very good, very good.
On TV today. And I don't get to hear Mark Zumoff and the other, and Nolly, because they only show me the away games. You know, the away announcers on down here on the NBA package.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, sure.
They, for some reason, they never show me the Sixers announcers. They used to, but last year. But this year, I just get whoever's announcing from the opposite team. I don't know why that is, but I just like Hubie Brown. And one thing about Brett Brown, this is my last thing. Is it like Bill Walsh said? It's not about X's and O's. It's about Charlies and Joes. And I don't know if it's Brett Brown's X's and O's. He runs the same thing he's been running forever. Don't you think he needs to adapt to the players? But then again, Bill Belichick, he runs the same system with the same guys, and he's been winning championships for years. So what do you think he needs to – does Brett Brown need to change his system?
Well, let me ask you something. Or, he's 37 and 21. What's the problem?
I guess there's no problem. But it seems like – and I'm not going – and of course when you run up against the great teams, he doesn't do well. He runs the same – maybe go to a different – what about the triangle offense? Or I'm not a basketball coach, but when you see that J.J. Redick, that screen that when he runs around and Embiid, which works against most teams, doesn't work against Boston, maybe you need to try something different.
Yeah, adjustments are key, and I appreciate the call, Darryl. Adjustments are key. It remains to be seen if he's a big-time coach, to be honest with you. Done a nice job in the regular season again, 37-2, but it's about the Charlies and the Joes. He's had some talent now with Jimmy Butler, the addition in November 11th, I believe. And now Elton Brand's been in power for another 6 days. That's 152 days. So they have a new GM in power. They have a new shooting guard. They have Tobias Harris, new small forward. So they are in good shape going forward, but they still have their work cut out for them. I told you about who they have left after the break. They have the Thunder on February 28th, third team in the West. They have the Warriors, first team in the West, at home on March 2nd. That game will be loud down there at the well. The Rockets at home. James Harden is in town. They are fifth in the West right now. Then they have the Bucks. They two of the last three big games they have are with the Bucks on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. First in the East are the Bucks and the Celtics, of course. That's a home game for the they're at the Warriors. I mentioned, and they were at Houston. They are home against the Celtics on March 20th and home against the Bucks on April 4th. First team in the East. So they do have some tough games left, but not too many after this break. There are 37 to 21, 6.5 games out right now. And tied with the Celtics record-wise, they're both 4-5 in the division, you know, the conference. It's interchangeable, so Sixers have to get out of that spot, out of one of those spots. They either get the 3 seed or the 6 seed. So I don't think they want to play the Celtics in the first round. We got to run. Want to say thank you again to everyone who listened today, called in, tweeted the show, and of course our producer Tyler G getting it done. I'm Joe Stasiak. Rob Motti coming up next. I am here next weekend. I start on next Friday from 6 to 9 in for Devon Givens, and then I am here Saturday and Sunday next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, drive carefully, and God bless. I am out. Late.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.